Blog Talk Radio.
Are you new to social networking? Well, Grudge Inc. has got a new site coming soon. Grudgebook will allow you to catch up and lock in with other grudge racers, find out about all the latest events, view the latest photos, create your own blogs, and so much more. In 2013, Grudge Inc. takes on the social networks. So get ready to register and lock in. Grudge Inc. Grudgebook. Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs, being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
Atomic Dog Racing presents to you.
All roads lead to check.
Call it out, Grudge Racing. Check it. Tony Primetime, Boss Bynes, and crew will be in the house. Also, Big Ball Factor taking on Texas Hillbilly Crew. Big Jake and Galen Smith versus East Coast Eric and crew from Florida. And the rematch of Tree Man versus the Big Bad Bird Man. Kenneth Williams, a.k.a. Big Sleep from Elgin, against Big D. Tennessee's own Wit and the 901 Bad Boys will be in the house looking for action. And we got Mississippi Scooby and Company with that badass stock suspension Mustang. Looking for action too. That's right, you heard me. Kid out there will be in the house. Always starting action with somebody for some big money. Texas style feet race. We got a big time shootout featuring Atomic Dog, Ron James the Twins, Louisiana Reggie Rabbit, Big Daddy Warbucks Drexler. And you know we gotta have a back half 490 class along with a 580 and 70 class. Gates open at 11 a.m. until it's going down Texas style. April 6th, Houston Motorsports Park. Contact Atomic Dog 512-775-6. 563 Atomic Dog Drag Racing.com. It's your boy Chuck G. Feed it.
Hello, everyone. You're here live with Lady A. If you desire to speak to our host tonight, please press the 1 button, and I'll get you on as quickly as possible. Our host
don't
is
go to bed with no price on your head. No, no.
Don't do it.
Don't do the crime if you can't do the time. Yeah.
This is Pierce from Chicago, hosting the Grudge Inc. Talk Show, bringing you all grudge racers in the North Central region, Chicago, Ohio, Detroit, Iowa. Let's get at it.
Biz, how are you?
Are you rushing me?
Just a little bit. How are you?
Okay, it seems like you're rushing. You got something to do?
No, Biz, I have nowhere on this God-given earth that I would rather be than right here on this phone with you right this instant.
Hey, man, you move over, because here comes some lightning, or your nose is growing, one or the other. One or the other.
It's a good thing we're separated by a few states. I am well. How are you?
I can't complain. You don't hear no noise in my background.
You don't hear none in mine either. That's because they got tape on their mouth. I'm just playing.
Hey, you joking, but a guy here in Chicago played a joke and duct taped his son and put duct tape on his mouth and on his feet and put it on Facebook and said, this is what an unruly child get. It went viral.
Wow.
They prosecuted him. And I believe he's still in jail.
And wow.
They said it was a joke. His family said it was a joke. But it went viral on YouTube. So any snitches out there, Lady A just playing. Ain't no
I was
tape.
Just about to say, because I can let them make some noise. Come on, baby. Laugh. Let them know. Come on, baby. Lady A does not play abuse at all. She was joking.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Okay, well, the last couple of days, we done had some fun on these radio shows. I know you have a life of your own, but for some of us, we eat, sleep, think, drag racing. And it, a lot of people done, over on the East Coast and got upset with Grudge Inc. over over a little joke we played. I'm sure you're not privy to the information because, you have, like I said, you have a life of your own. You have a family to raise, and, you know, you just help us out and with this radio show. But it may get a little hot and heated this evening. Things might be said, so please have your ear plugs available. And do you still have the number to my special guest?
Yes.
Okay. If you could get him on and just keep his mouth, keep his mic closed for us, you know, until I ask you, if you may, you know. Sometimes I feel like I'm trying to tell you something. I don't ever want to feel that way. So if you ever feel that way, you know, please let me know because I'm not telling you, you know, I'm asking you.
I appreciate that.
Okay.
And I will do what you asked me to do. Give me just a moment.
I want your husband to come look for me, Sam. You'll tell my wife what to do. Okay. All right. So,
just a moment.
Race fans, how y'all doing out there? Today is Thursday, I believe it's the 14th of March. I think tomorrow or something near is the first day of spring. And we had a little snow today up here in Illinois, just a little bit, just a little dusting. And we're really waiting for the track to open. I know I can't wait. You know, I really can't wait. I want to take this little street car I got. I want to take it to the track and see what she do, you know. And I'm sure it's a lot of fans and that got their cars out and then worked on them over the winter and upgraded some things, and they want to see the fruits of their labor, and there's nothing wrong with that. But now for the controversy. Everybody knows that, well, not everybody, but a lot of people know that Chicago supports these radio shows, Grudge Inc. radio shows, and Chicago and Detroit. We really, really support these radio shows. We call in every night. And we support the local host of that state. And on Tuesday, DJ Grant and Butt Naked had a radio show, and we they came on the show and said that Mr. Boss Bynes named the new car that he just purchased. He named it the Gangsta Boo 2. He had put a poll up on one of their local sites, and he was asking the fans, and I did too. I asked the fans, what should I name the little Mustang that I had came out with last year? And somebody said Debo, and I really liked that name, so I named it Debo. And so somebody asked him, I told Tony Brown, you should name it Gangsta Boo 2. And he thought it was catchy, and it is Gangsta Boo 2, the Malibu. So they said on DJ Grant's show that he named it the Gangsta Boo 2. And I was the first one. I wanted to get on the site and say, man, you should name it Punk Out because that's all you've been paying this year is Punk Out. And I made a joke about it, man. I was really, really just picking fun at Tony. And, you know, Tony picked fun at me, man. And I really like Tony. Tony is cool. Jamie, Cowboy, that whole primetime clique, man. I think they're some cool guys. You know, I even invited those guys to my house where I lay my head, where I have my wife and my kid, and, you know, and everybody know they just don't let anybody come to their home. So, you know, I invited those guys to my home, man, and I don't have no ill feelings, no hatred or no dislike for Tony, and I don't think no one in Grudge Inc. really have a dislike or hatred or jealousy of Tony. Now, what they do want of Tony, and I want of Tony, is his money. You know, that's why when we go into battle, we go into to go at Tony's money, man. And you know, and when I got Tony on a BET show yesterday, and I asked Tony, was he offended by anything that was said about him? Tony said, no, he wasn't offended. So when I felt that Tony wasn't offended, why was it an uproar with his fans? But some of his fans thought that Grudge Inc. was disrespecting Tony. And, you know, and I didn't feel we were disrespecting Tony. I feel we was poking fun at Mississippi Joe and getting Joe to blow his top because you know, everybody know what's near and dear to Joe, and that's that damn gangster boot. You can't say nothing wrong with that. I mean, if the lug on the left side, on the driver's side, is a little discolored, and the rest of them is chrome, and you tell Joe going to tell you a damn lie. You can't say nothing wrong about that gangster boot. And that's what we were doing, man. We were poking fun at the gangster boot, and we were hoping Joe blow up, and the Tony fans felt that we were poking fun at Tony. And that we were talking about Tony and Tony wasn't on the phone to defend himself. Well, we did try to call Tony. Tony, you know, set the record straight, said he got the call, but he couldn't answer because he was working. He was at the auction trying to buy cars and sell cars. And, you know, this is a very busy time for people in the car business. This is tax season. So, you know, during tax season, you know, it's very, very, very hectic, you know, with income tax checks coming and people trying to sell cars. So to make a long story short, Tony didn't take what we were saying about him, you know, to heart. He thought it was, you know, drag racing. Because everybody know, if you look at YouTube and you pull up Primetime and you see that gold mouth joker, how much trash he talks. And Cowboy talks so much trash to get people to do things that they normally won't do. And that's Cowboy's job. So, you know, and we were poking fun at Tony and or Primetime, and, you know, I think it just got blew out of proportion. But, you know, you heard me say a statement before, 1-800-KEEP-IT-REAL. So tonight, We're not gonna change it from a Grudge Inc. show, but we're gonna add a little spice to it. It's gonna be 1-800-KEEP-IT-REAL. And I got a special guest. All you guys that press the one button, just hold on. You know, I got a special guest, and you know, by me saying 1-800-KEEP-IT-REAL, y'all already know who's my special guest. Lady A, did you get a chance to get my guest on?
Biz, I'm having system trouble that won't allow me to call out to him. I'm trying to find another way to get him on.
Okay, let me know. I'm going to stay on my soapbox. All right, well, what in the meantime, she's trying to get my guest on. If someone know who my guest is, tell them to give me a call. Tell my guest, 1-800-KEEP-IT-REAL, give me a call, and I'll get him in on my line. So, you know, and for tonight's subject, you know, I'm going to pose the question. Hold on. I want to pose this question. Who is exempt from trash talk? You know, who is exempt from trash talk? It was said that Tony Boss Bynes was a three-time champion, Grudge Race of the Year. And there's no way by him being a three-time champion for the last 3 years, Grudge Race of the Year, that we should talk to him in that manner. So I want to know who is exempt from trash talk. They call it kicking in the nuts. So can we kick Tony Bynes in the nuts? Can we kick Dog in the nuts? Can we kick Big Drag in the nuts? Can we kick Donye in the nuts? Can we kick give me another name? Can we kick Wit in the nuts? who can we kick in the nuts and who we can't. You know, I'm naming the big dog people in drag racing. You know, can we kick Wayne in the nuts? Can we kick Jimbo in the nuts? Can we kick Lil Tony in the nuts? Who we cannot, who is exempt? I don't know if it's we, who is or who are. No, who is exempt? Who we can't kick in the nuts? And are the fans being a little sensitive? You know, are they being a little sensitive? Now, I'm going to give my little twist on it while I got it quiet. I'm going to say this. I think it's a deep jealousy, dislike for old Mr. J. Barnes. And anytime you can grab a hold of just a little bit snippet of disagreement within what Grudge Inc. do, they try to put a magnifying glass on him and his organization to rally the people to say, oh, what are they doing so wrong over there? I just think that, you know, people dislike the man so much that they would have something so small and so minute about us talking about the grudge champion of the world, Tony Bynes, and make it more than what it really is. That's crazy. But who is exempt from trash talk? And I got another, and this is going to be controversy here, but I got to do it. Should we support the organization that we belong to? Should we support the organization that we belong to? Lady A, did you get any better luck with getting my special guest? Lady A. All right, let me see. Let me hold on, fellas. I'm going to try to get my special guest on real quick. Not going to take long. Get my special guest on. I wasn't able to get him on. His phone went to voicemail. Danny, if you could text him again, tell him just call my phone.
Biz, I have him.
Oh, you have him. Okay,
yes.
Great. You can open his mic.
Okay. And his mic is open.
Well, all right. So we were talking about who is exempt from trash talk. Can we kick wit in the nuts? Is he too high and mighty that we can't talk about Wick? Is he too sensitive that we can't talk about him? If we talk too much about Wick, if we talk too much about Big Drag, if we talk too much about Atomic Dog, if we talk too much about Dog.
If they're sensitive, they need to get out of drag racing or walk away. That's what they need to do. They need to stop racing because people going to jug. They going to jug when they win. You're going to talk shit when you win. I don't care who you is. If you're boxing, if you're doing anything, if you're fighting dogs, it don't matter what you're doing. It's all gambling, man. So they not keeping it real. They acting like some faggots and tell them I said it. That's how they acting. They need to stop racing. If you can't take it, if you don't like people calling your name, you say, don't give me no name. You need to get out of drag racing. That's all. Some people don't do the big stuff. Some people don't do the mama shit. You don't do certain things. You tell the individual, we all men, man. They acting like ladies. They want to jug when they win, though.
But
everybody
want
to jug when they win, but when they lose, you can't say nothing slick to them. When they crash their car, you can't say nothing slick to them. They sensitive now. You've been cracking jokes with them all their life. Now all of a sudden they done crashed their car 3 times. Now they sensitive. They don't want to talk to you no more. Well, stop racing then, man. Sell your cars, man. That's what y'all need to do. Whoever on the phone. I don't care who on the phone. When they see me, they're red.
I got a I got a question, though. What if a person that you're talking about don't say nothing, but all their fans, their fans that adore them, that love them, that support them, is the one that's doing all the talking, saying that you're wrong?
Oh, well, I'm going to tell them in their face and hope they're listening. They ain't doing nothing but sucking dick, want to ride the bandwagon or something. They kissing ass. Because if the person that you're talking about ain't saying nothing, why is somebody else saying something? That don't even make no sense. And they can say something, but don't get personal with it. This all drag racing, man. Ain't nobody trying to fight, trying to humbug. Why do these people think they tough, though? All the tough people dead and in the penitentiary. That's where they at. That's where they want to be. They need to stand down with all that, man. All that junk, that junk ain't nothing. You ain't doing nothing but cause confusion. Ain't nobody bigger than nobody. Ain't nobody better than nobody. I know y'all like to think y'all is. But they got a place for you, though. But all I can say is this. Everybody cannot take trash talking and jugging. They need to not be racing. They need to have a spokesman for their team or whatever crew they with. They need to have a spokesman that likes trash talking. Because there's going to be some trash talking. You need to go sit in the car and get away. I'd have had them incidents a million times, man. They want to talk shit to me. I don't say a word. They talk about my mama, my daddy. I don't say nothing. Then when I get to talk a slick to them, they don't say nothing. But then they want to say something when they wife around. Don't bring your wife around then, man. Don't bring your wife and kids around. Now all of a sudden, the motherfucker got to be quiet because your wife and kids around. Man, you need to not bring them around or tell them, inform them up front. Look, baby, when you come to this drag racing, they're going to talk slick. It ain't nothing but jokes, though. It ain't nothing but jokes. When the comedian crack jokes on them, why they don't jump on the stage and hit them in the mouth? But now they want to hit somebody in the mouth. Man, come on, man. These people just talking crazy. Man, get their ass up here to 41, then. I'm going to talk about them all. Tell them they might well come with their pistols and all that. Just come on. Because they're fun, man. I don't want to hurt nobody. But I ain't going to let nobody hurt me if I can help. But they hurting for nothing, man. It ain't nothing but talking, man. That's all it is. You gambling money. People winning money. They losing money. Can't stand to lose it. They need to not gamble, man. When you go to the boat, I don't see y'all trying to kill the people at the boat. They can say what they want to say. So, man, hey, man, that's my only answer to that, man. I don't know what else to tell
them. Hey, Shorty, before you got on, I told him this is a Grudge Inc. show, but I'm calling the president, the CEO of what?
1-800-KEEP-IT-REAL. Yeah, we keep it real. That's why y'all ain't on our line, because y'all ain't keeping it real. If you tell a lie, we're going to hang up on you. Simple. If we know you lying. But if we don't know you lying, you can tell all the lies you want. It's 1-800-KEEP-IT-REAL over here. They ain't keeping it real.
Hey, so I had to get you on, man, because it was a lot of controversy. And I'm going to go to my next segment before I start opening up the lines. It was a point, you know, and we got something up here that a lot of people, and I hate to use this as an example, but my buddy Three Love always say he's a retired vice lord. Now, if the vice lords would have threw some type of picnic or some type of gathering, and he didn't come and show support, what you think they'd have did?
They don't put him in the circle. They don't give him a violation or something.
So
they're going to do something or fine them or something. It's going to be some consequences to it.
Okay. And that go along with, you know, with the people that call themselves folks and things like that. And the only reason I'm bringing this up is because the organization that you are involved in, should you or should you not support that organization that you're involved in?
Yes, you should. Okay. If you're involved in it, you should.
Right. Okay. If you're a mobster, and a mobster given some type of function, you should support that.
We are
not gangsters. We're not mobsters. We're just an organization called Grudge Inc., a collaboration of grudge racers. When Grudge Inc. folds a race, a Grudge Inc. event, we ask the Grudge Inc. members that's involved in Grudge Inc. to come down and support the Grudge Inc. race. Is anything wrong with that, Charles?
No, there's nothing wrong with that. The spectators is extra.
Exactly.
But the people that's involved in Grudge Inc. that have some say-so or whatever it is, CEO, whatever their title is, they supposed to come unless they had a legitimate excuse not to come.
Okay. Now, Grudge Inc. is getting flack or negative press because we want our members to support a Grudge Inc. race. Now, if another race is happening, we don't get mad. We're not going to put you in a circle and violate you because you go over to another race. But by you being a Grudge Inc. member, we expect, we hope. Just for an example, my man Wick down in Memphis, he throwing a race April 7th. I know I told you about it, Shorty. I'm coming down there to support Wick's race. I'm coming down there with two times, Settle Kill Crew. I'm not charging Wick one red dime. But I'm throwing a race up here in July. What you think I want from Wick?
You don't want nothing. No.
I'm saying I don't want nothing to go down to his race. But when I throw my race, what you think I want from Wick?
No, you mean what do you think Wick want from you?
No. What I'm saying is,
you want his support. You want to say
there you go. Yeah. I want him.
Yeah, if you're going to his race, you would want him to come to yours. It's not mandatory that he has to come, but you want him to come. He should be man enough to come, but. That don't mean he's not a man if he don't come. He just probably couldn't make it or something.
Exactly.
But he should be trying to make it.
Exactly.
I understand that part.
Yeah, right. He gave me his word. He said, "Biz, I'm coming." He came to my race last year. You know.
Yes, he did.
And he blew.
And he whooped his ass. He whooped your ass too. Don't leave that part out now. He came and whooped your ass.
and why you say that? Because this is 1-800 what?
It's 1-800, keep it real. You got to be able to take that jugging, man. We're going to prepare you. If you don't know how to take it, we're going to keep jugging at you till you learn how to take it.
Or get out of what?
Or get out of drag racing. Walk his ass away. Just go and get away from it. Don't even come around. Because I'm telling you, if I don't like a person, I'm not coming around. Because I don't want to do nothing to them. I hope they don't do nothing to me. So I'm going to get on away from them. That's all. A whole bunch of people didn't like my mouth for 1,000 years, man. Probably still don't right now today. So... Wick might not like my mouth, so he says something to me, down on his ass, I'm going. He was up there fucking with me in Memphis with Lil Fluky with a goddamn Mustang. I told the man 10 times, "Hey, Wick, I don't want to run your Mustang, man. I'm trying to run these short coats." He trying to block my action with the short coats. "No, leave skin to me. Hey, I'm going to run him with this Mustang, man. You wasting your motherfucking time, Wick. I'm not running the Mustang, man. What part did you understand? I got a photo Cadillac with all the seats in it, no cage or nothing, with a flat hood. I'm trying to run some of these jitty bones." He was all in my video, but I ain't mad at it. I was mad at that particular time, but I'm not mad at it. He all right with me. You know? But he said, "Oh, hey, we all get mad every now and then. But that ain't shit. There ain't no humbug type shit." But I tell him in his face he was wrong, and he know he was wrong. But he can block all he want. When his ass come up here, I should have blocked his ass from running you. But I ain't get into that. I'm letting him know that I'm different than him. Yeah, 2 Chainz. I'm different. Yes, I'm different. Yeah. That's what he need to know. If
who you talking about, Shorty? Who you talking about?
Wick, man. I'm talking about Wick. This 1-800, keep it real.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we shouting out names. Yeah, we're going to let it be known.
Oh.
Yeah, but Wick, my man, though. But he's down there blocking my action. Tell the motherfucker, "Don't run me." He leaves skin to him like he chief of the goddamn Memphis or something. He ain't nothing. He's just faster than me, that's all. Probably got way more money than me. I don't give no fuck about no money. It's 1-800, keep it real, man. I'm broke. But I want to race these short coats.
Hey,
yeah.
Man. Hey, Shorty. Hey, I want you to stay on. Your mic is open. This show is about 1-800, keep it real. We ain't holding no more punches, man. It got out of hand these last couple of days, and I should have had you on my speed dial like I normally do, but you know it would have just been a lot of loud talking, and right now it's quiet, and I people can hear what you're saying, man. The show is full. So, Lady A, how you doing? Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
You like my guest, my special guest?
I do.
Chi-Town's finest. Hey, when you get a chance, lady, can you open up 2 mics for me, the first 2 mics?
Okay, you ready now?
Yeah, I'm ready now.
Okay, we have Kid and Big Danny. How are you guys?
Good evening, lady. How you doing? What's
hi.
Up, Biz?
Hey, lady. Come on with it.
Hey, hey, Charlie.
Yes.
Charlie's still online?
Yes, he
yeah,
is.
Yeah, I'm still here. Who is that?
Hey, Nuck told me to tell you, man. You need to come on down and do that time for him.
For
you
what? What have you done for me lately?
Nothing lately. You know the man ain't around.
But that's what you ain't listening to what I'm saying. What did he do for me when he was out?
Oh, come on, man.
I'm just keeping it real. See, this 1-800, keep it motherfucking real.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Grudge Inc. line, and 1-800, keep it real on that. I'm just keeping it real. What did he do for me? If you can tell me anything he's done for me, I'll go down there and do some of them things for him.
Take it easy, Charlie. You all right with me?
Hey, you my man, 100 grand. I'm going to buy something for you. What you want?
Hey, make sure you come on to the west side. You know, we're going to have a live show on the race now.
I'm coming, man. If they call me, I'm coming. Not that I'm important or nothing, but I have a lot of things on my plate, you know, kids and things of that nature. So if you call me, I might can get away. You know, Tupac say, can you get away?
Yeah.
I might get away.
Yeah.
All they do is got to call me. I ain't saying I'm important. I'm just saying sometimes you got to remind me. You know, I'm getting old. My mind, you know, I be losing out on things. I be forgetting things, events and things of that nature.
Right. I hear you. Hey, Bill, ain't nobody exempt from a little jugging, man.
Hey.
There you go. I like that.
I thought they were. I mean, it was a lot of people coming to the man's defense and saying that we can't talk about him. He's the grudge champion of the last 3 years, and who are we to talk about him?
But listen,
like,
though, let me put something on their mind, though, Biz. They talked about Jesus Christ.
Exactly.
Yes.
What is he saying, man? You can talk about anybody, man. Anybody can lose, man. They talk about LeBron James. They talk about Michael Jordan. Who is they? They just special in what they do.
Yeah.
Yep.
So all I can say is that, what's the guy named? Tony Vine. That's a special kind of guy.
Mm-hmm.
But he can get his ass whooped just like anybody else. He just ain't getting his ass whooped as much as some more people getting their ass whooped. That's all.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? He's taking a little jugging. Like I heard that he had named his car the Gangsta Boo. Now he's stealing names. I hope he's listening. He's stealing names. Wait, the Gangsta Boo is already taken. He is cool, so what is he stealing for? That's all I'm saying. But he can do what he want to do. It can be Gangsta Junior. He got to twist it a little bit. He can't just be talking about the Gangsta Boo. Because I thought Big what's the name them got that car? What's his name?
Mississippi Joe.
Yeah, Mississippi Joe. That's Mississippi Joe name. That's just like I told you the same thing, Biz. You ain't exempt. When you named your car the Goblin, I said, what is you doing? We got that name already. We got the Green Goblin already. Yeah,
yes,
I told you in your face. I didn't tell you behind your back. This 1-800, keep it real. You bigger than me, you bench 400. But I'm not scared because we ain't got no business fighting because I'm just telling you the truth.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I ain't mad at you. You ain't mad at me. 1-800, keep it real. You stealing names, B. Stop that shit. That's what I said. Somebody come along talking about some. They done heard you say vitamin D. They stealing, man. Why is you stealing, man? You know the man made his car. His name is good. His name is car vitamin D.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah.
That's just like all them cars Tony buying them got. Nah, I'm bogus, but I can't. They ain't gonna kill me for it, but I ain't gonna be naming my car Bam Bam and all that old shit. If I'm gonna name it. I'm gonna name it Bam Bam Jr.
Yeah,
it's Lil Bam Bam. That's all.
Hey, Biz.
Yeah.
It is one thing I do want to see, though. Gangsta Boo 2 and the Gangsta Boo 1, they got to race sometime this year.
Hey, if the
how you going to drive two cars, though, man?
There you go. Say it again, Shawty.
How you going to drive two cars? Tony Bynes going to drive both of them. He going to drive against himself, huh?
No, he ain't going to drive but one.
Like right, but then you can't. You probably won't see them run. That's just like telling Biz, Biz, I want to see you and Lil Ron run. What they got? They ain't got no business running. Run for what? They ain't got no business running. Man. Just get the Gangsta 2 and the Gangsta 1, and y'all try to beat their ass, man. That's what y'all should be trying to do. That's it, and that's all. Get y'all stock suspension contract to blow their ass out. If you can't beat them, join them. If you don't want to join them, get out of the way.
Now, we may be in violation. Lady, we're going to open up two more mics in 1 second. We may be in violation. Now,
come
Charlie,
on with it.
You, okay. A guy tried to race me. He tell me, get down. And I have a little information. And I got a stock switch account on 28. Everybody know I got a stock switch account on 28.
That's right.
And this guy say, Biz, get down. I said, well, what kind of car you got? Don't worry what kind of car I got. What type of tire you got? I got a 29 on there. Somebody sent me a text. Man, that's a full chassis car. Don't run that car. Then I tell on the radio, man, I'm not running you, man. You got a full chassis car. What the freak I'm going to run you for? Am I wrong?
Yeah, you wrong.
I'm wrong? Okay, we wrong.
Yeah, to me. Let me tell you why. Can I tell you why you wrong?
Yeah, go ahead.
Because I never tell a person why they're wrong without telling them the reason.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you got that information, you should have kept it to yourself. You just don't want to run. See, a lot of people got it because I mean, I could be in violation of that too. So I'm just telling you that I ain't exempt. I might have done something like that before. I don't really remember, but I probably did. I'm not going to say I'm exempt from it, but we need to learn to keep our information to ourselves. See, some people be trying to – see, some people can't stand jugging. So, yeah, like somebody could call you and tell you, man, such and such, he run 850. But now he just jugging on the mic at you, and you like, man, I don't want to run. And he just studied jugging at you, talking about you like a dog. And you say, man, I'm going to run you, nigga. You run 850. You shouldn't do that. Try to keep it to yourself, man. You know what I'm saying? You can't. You got to be able to take the jugging. Let him jug his ass off. Then when he blows somebody else's ass off, that's probably why I didn't run him right there, because he blows your ass off. He's going to blow mine off, too. You ain't got to holler out of time. You ain't got to holler out he got a full chassis car, because he might be trying to trick somebody else. That's why I think you're wrong. He could be trying to trick somebody else with that same car. Let him trick him, man. That's where our racing go. Right.
That's how racing go.
These people be going around talking about, man, what size motor you got? What difference do that make? We ain't going to never have the exact same car. We trying to trick each other, man. They keep saying it ain't tricking. How it ain't tricking? You trying to see who can go the fastest with a 28, or who trying to go the fastest with a 29, or who trying to go the fastest with a stock suspension, or who trying to go the fastest with a full chassis, or who trying to go the fastest with a back half. However way you situate it or orchestrate your conversation, you trying to be the best at whatever you're doing. When I tell somebody put street tires on your car, I feel I can beat them with street tires. Or I'm trying to be the best I can be with street tires. I might not be the fastest, but I'm just trying to be the best. I'm trying to beat the individual that I'm trying to run. That's all. If it's a ghost, then we're going to run a ghost. I think my ghost is better than your ghost. That should be how that goes. So now that's just my opinion. I ain't gonna sugarcoat nothing because you're my friend or you're cool and all that. I ain't gonna sugarcoat.
Hey, man, that's why I asked. You gonna keep it 1-800?
Yeah.
Lady A, two more callers, please.
Okay, we have 7088961. Your mic is open, and Brian, your mic is open.
Thank you.
What's up, B?
What's up, Biz?
Skin, this is they call him Chucky. He when we had that Father's Day event, he had that S10 from Detroit.
Chucky.
Brian,
I might know. Oh, with the small block.
Yeah. He got a black Mustang now. Yeah, he got a black Mustang.
I kind of remember him. I think he was saying something sick. I said, we got something whoop your ass now. Yeah, I think he was saying something real dad. I told him, hey, shit, all I can do is gamble, man. I did that car right there, try you. He didn't like
got
that.
A black Mustang.
Yeah.
And we got Tony Bynes for Wits Race on April 7th.
Now, he a gangster. I like him.
Yeah.
I like him because he locked in Tony Bynes. He locked in one of the greats. One of they say the greats. He got to be one of the greats, though, because he raced more times than anybody.
That's what I was going to comment on, Biz. If you're saying, you know, is anyone past getting some shit talked to, I don't think so. And if any individual thinks that they are, then their ego is going to get to the finish line before their car. They need to take a couple steps back.
I think
everyone knows that we all talk shit to Tony because, let's be honest, we're trying to be like him. We want to be known. The fact that you and I and Jimbo and Wayne are traveling all that way, and we've been traveling to race guys like that, he should feel respected in a sense that we're doing that because it's for him. You know, we have enough respect that we know if Tony can race, he's going to race. You know, if it was
That's
some
right.
other Joe Schmo, we'd be a little bit nervous. But, you know, we all know Tony's man of his word. And I've said that before, you know, like when he paid me the punk out. There was no hassle. He paid me, right, you know, straight up. But you got to tell these people it's a joke, not a dick. Don't take it so hard. You know.
There you go. I like him. He could be on 1-800-KEEP-IT-REAL.
Well, I called into which show or one of the shows. I don't know, someone's show. And I think I may have been the only North guy on there, but they were tearing me a new ass, you know, calling me Chucky. So I rolled with it. I'm getting a Chucky sticker on my car. It is what it is. I mean, I like you to talk shit to. You know?
Man, I need that white boy on 1-800-KEEP-IT-REAL.
And then as far as the grudging thing where you were saying, you know, should you support your crew or things of that nature, I think if possible, if you are able to do it, you need to. Because in all honesty, if my car's out there, some people know my car. But if it's got a Grudge Inc. sticker on it, more people are going to know me, and it's because of Grudge Inc. So if they're doing something for me, I need to do something for them, and it should never be asked or talked about. It should be just done.
Yeah, I like that guy. Who is that, Biz?
That's Chucky. Hey, Shorty, now you said he, now I'm going to show you. You said he's a gangster, but I'm going to let you know why he's a gangster, right? Now check this out.
Come on.
He got a Mustang.
Yeah.
Small block. On 28th.
Yes.
He locked Tony Bynes in with a Nova big block on 29Ws.
Oh, he a gangster.
Head up. Didn't ask
he's
for nothing, man.
Hey, look,
nothing.
I'm going to say this. Now, it's a lot of different shit going on. He's a gangster or he a zip damn fool. One of the two.
I'm trying to find out which one myself.
Now, whichever one he want to be, that's which one he wants to be. Now, if he
one
wins,
thing, though,
he
this
so
one, you, when you asked if you were wrong or not about saying that guy's chest was a fool, I myself don't think you were wrong. And the only reason why I don't think you were wrong is because the scenario where this man came at you and said to lock something in, and you had asked him, what do you have, and he didn't want to tell you. Right there, anyone knows, if I got a stock suspension car, and you ask me, do you got stock suspension, and I say, I ain't telling you, we know it's not stock suspension. We know it's something else.
It's not like you got on the show and said,
oh, okay, Tony Bynes' new car is a full two chassis car, without it even being talked about. The subject was on the table at the time. Someone comes at you or asks you to race, you're going to want to know the car. If the guy isn't going to tell you the car, he's already admitting it's something that it's not, if you understand what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. You're right in the topic at hand. But you're right.
It's not
you're
like
right
he just went
sense,
out there and threw his dirty laundry out. You know what I'm saying?
But can I say this, though, Chucky? Let me say this, though. Me and you are from two different worlds. We're
mm-hmm.
from two different cultures. In the black culture, we try not to do that. Now, it's a whole bunch of black people that will do that, but we try not to. We just do certain things. Because it's like white guys, where they come from, they might tell the police, yeah, the fucking guy lives right there. But we ain't going to do that. We going to say,
yeah,
man,
I don't think it's
the
color thing. I was raised in Detroit.
No, it's not a color thing. I was just saying. Just hypothetically speaking, that's how some people, I'm just saying that that might be how you look at it because of the way you grew up. I don't know. But
yeah.
if you grew
well,
up,
I think no one's going to make everyone happy. I mean, I don't disagree
you
with
right,
you at
you
all.
Right,
you know,
you're right.
You have your opinion and I have mine, and I don't think
that's
you're
right.
wrong, and I'm not saying I'm 100% right. But
on, that's
I
right,
can
that's
tell
right.
you one thing, that if it wasn't for Grudge Inc. and Jay Barnes, I don't give a rat's ass if someone hates them. They still call in the show to find out what's going on. If it wasn't
right.
for him, I wouldn't be getting on these shows, getting the action that I'm getting. You know,
yeah,
most
you
of the time, look at it 5 years ago. Chicago's got to drive 4 hours to Detroit just to talk about getting a race, only for no one to race to drive home. Now we have security.
Right.
We lock stuff in. We have people we trust, and we make the trip, and it's worth our while. That shit didn't happen
like
5 years ago. You know,
I like that. That's wonderful. You're right. You're right.
And like I said, we all talk shit at the track. And I was just down there messing with Jamie and Cowboy and all of them. They do it to us. We do it to them. It is what it is. But nothing is personal. And if we didn't like those guys, we wouldn't be trying to run them.
You're right.
All right.
You're right.
Lady A, let me get two more callers, Lady A.
Oh, the Dillinger's getting fucked up.
Audrey,
Caller 708-6369, your mic is open, and 773-9705, your mic is open.
Hey, she just called y'all names, I mean your numbers. Who we got on
708-6369.
Come on with it.
773-9705. Okay, moving on. Big Dragon Smitty, your mic is open.
Drag. What up, y'all? What up,
Big Drag?
What up, brother? What up, Shawty? You know, I was listening to Shawty. You know, when it comes to guys like Biz and Shawty and the rest of them, I'm kind of biased. So I'm going to, you know, Shawty, know if I think you're wrong, I might not tell him in front of everybody wrong. I'm going to pull him to the side. We've been through that before. But everything that Shawty said is pretty much dead on, and including Brian. The stuff that Brian said is dead on. And for these guys to make a big deal out of the little fun that we were shooting at Tony, man, you know, I just think it's all the stuff is focused towards our organization and our leading commander, which is Jake Barnes. You know, it's personal against them, so now that they got a problem with Jay, they got a problem with all us because we represent Grudge Inc., man. And that's just my opinion of it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so they saw it. Let me tell you this. They saying they want a Grudge Inc. versus the, I don't want to say Grudge Inc. versus the world, but, you know, some of the fans, they want to do like a Grudge Inc. versus the East Coast.
Yeah, get it right. Candyland. They said Candyland. Get it right. they said Candyland.
Oh, hey, so they call it Grudge Inc. They call it Grudge Inc. Candyland.
No. They said Grudge Inc. versus Candyland.
Oh, so they candy. Oh, we need to lick on them then. We need to go on lick on them. Because they real sweet. I like that. I like candy now. See, a lot of these guys on the mic don't eat candy. Your teeth fell out and shit. Only one of mine fell out. I like candy. Come on. We need to go on, patch up and go on down there and get them what they're looking for.
I feel the same way.
We need to get what they're looking for.
What was Ice Cube said, they got on a plane, went to St. Louis because didn't nobody know them. Man, they don't know us. Let's pack up and let's go on down.
Man, it's gold in them hills. Let's go. It's gold down there. Give me the gold. I want the gold.
And that's the way to look at it. Absolutely the way to look at it.
You need to get
background noise. Put your phone on mute. If you got background noise, put your phone on mute. You ain't talking. Hey, Smitty, what's going on, Smitty?
What's going on, homeboy? Even though Tony Bass got nothing more moves than Floyd Mayweather.
Yeah.
I don't know why he's ducking you, big bro.
Ooh.
I try to run 7 up. Hey, Tony, yeah, I try to lock in 7 up. I try to lock in Big Ken, but Big Ken going to lock in the little red Riding Hood truck. You know what, Shorty? You know what I like to see, Shorty?
What you like to see?
I like to see you in a car and Dog in a car, and y'all go at it.
Right on. Yeah,
I like that.
I said no, Shorty, dude.
I like that too.
I like that.
I gotta find me a car I'm comfortable with. I'm tired of this shit. What kind of car Dog got? He got a stock suspension car.
He got a back half car.
Oh.
Biz, you can't say that now. You know they're going to go off on you now. You can't say that.
Right. You know, he got like a 68 or 69 Camaro. I'm sorry. Yeah, you're right.
Biz, see, ain't nothing wrong with that. Hey, Biz, ain't nothing wrong with that if it's already known. That's just like everybody know Drag got a full chassis car. So ain't nothing wrong with that. You know what I'm saying? Most people know.
Right.
But if somebody jumped on the Grudge Inc. line, ain't never been on it before, or you assume they ain't never been on it before, and they talking slick to Big Drag, and Big Drag say, I got a car. I got a small car. I'm going to run on the motor. Nobody can bust out and say it's a full chassis car. But you can't stop nobody from what they're saying or what they're sneaking and saying. I'm just saying. In general, if you actually is it wrong, I think it's wrong.
Hey, Smitty, put your phone on mute, Smitty. I think you got background noise. That's you or Danny.
That ain't me, Biz.
That ain't you, Danny.
That ain't me, Biz.
That ain't me.
Hey, Biz, can you get Lady A to put me in a private room? We got a, I got a new talk show host that I'm trying to bring in, and I want to get him on the radio so we can get him introduced. So, if Lady A, get me in a private room. We'll give her his number.
Lady A, can you open up the next two mics, and can you pull Drag in the private room, please?
Okay, Chemo, Week, your mic is open.
Skins, you can't talk to him. This song gun so sensitive, man. It's hungry.
Hold on, let me talk to Wick, man. I don't care.
You cooking monster looking motherfucker. You ain't
let me talk to Wick, man. What's up, Wick?
Hey, Skins, how you doing, sir? How you doing,
I'm
sir?
All right. I'm all right. How are you?
It can't be keep it real because, for one, I never told nobody not to run you. Never.
No. Okay, hold on. Don't say it's not keep it real. That's what I assume, because everybody that I was trying to run, you kept saying, look, did you or did you not say this? Skin, what you drawing on them for? Draw on me. When the man come past with the Corvette, I said, I want to run him right there. No.
But
did you or did you not say that, man?
Did you
please answer the question, Wick? Did you or did you? Yeah, I heard you say it. You said it to me. You said it to me.
I said, did he hear me say that?
Oh, how do I know? Hold on. Let me ask Biz something. Hold on, Wick. Hey, Biz, do I know what's going in another person's ears?
All I said was, why you going to draw on me? That's all I said.
But you're not listening to me. Could you let the panel answer the question, though, Wick? Hey, Biz, do I know what's going in another person's ears?
Okay,
you're
right. Go ahead, Wick. I'm back, Shorty.
I was in the private room. Now, what's going on?
Wick said that this ain't keep it real because he didn't tell nobody that. He said he never told nobody that, and this is all I said. Hold on, Wick. I said,
okay.
Wick, did you or did you not? I said, this is what I said, Ben. I said, Wick, did you or did you not when a dude rolled past in the Corvette and he said something to me, and I said, I'll run you. And Wick bust out and said, what you picking on them for? Come draw, race me with the Mustang. I said, Wick, didn't I tell you I don't want to fuck with you, man? All I'm saying is this. He said, did he tell the other person that, Biz? I'm saying, do I know what's going in another person's ears or not, Biz? Do I know
that's
what the man heard?
That's not telling nobody not to run. Okay, I'm asking an opinion.
Hold on, Wick, hold on. I'm asking an opinion. Biz, is that telling somebody not to run me or not?
No, sir. Hold on. I'm gonna go down the field. It's not telling somebody directly not to run you, but it can open up their eyes and say, damn, if I'm not fast as Wick, and Wick telling them to run me, why the freak? I ain't gonna run.
That person didn't even know me. They don't even know me.
Oh, okay.
How do I know who know you? Hey, Biz, hold on, just hold on for one second, Wick, we can straighten it out right now, man, just hold on for one second. How do I know who know him in Memphis, Biz?
I wasn't talking to him.
I'm in Memphis. Let me say this, Wick, did I not say, hey, Wick, I don't want to fuck with you with that Mustang at all. Could you leave me alone?
And I left you alone after that, too. And I left you alone with that.
I know you want to fuck with me.
But you couldn't run.
What was your win,
Shorty?
I was in Little Fluky, man. The Seville.
Oh.
Okay, now, Ben, let me finish right. I asked the man, did he want to run me? Because I knew he was going to run his ass back to Chicago, tell him motherfucker that he, that I'm going to make sure he didn't go back to Chicago, tell no motherfucker that I didn't try to run him. Now, he wanted to run. He said, run a flathead, bring a flathead. I had a fucking 1-inch cow hood in a Mustang.
That's not a flathead, Wick.
All the windows, real stock suspension, and a
man,
radio
what the fuck
top,
man.
One kick. Now, that's what I had.
Hey, Biz, I'll let you answer for me, Biz.
You ain't let me do talking. Now, you
no,
got
you're
fucking,
right. I'm going to let Biz answer the question, though.
Well, let me finish. You had a fucking Seville. Now, what happened is,
5 or 6 motherfuckers came over there and told me not to run you because they said a car on the motherfucking internet or something. You know what I told them? Fuck that car and fuck the internet. Now, that's what I said. Now,
ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, now, that's what I said. Now,
ain't nothing wrong with
that. You're going to run anybody because you went along with the motherfucker and you didn't even make a shake now. You said something wrong with the motherfucker. So I don't know. But
I tell you, I tell you anything because I told you I wasn't running no Mustang, Mick. What part that you don't understand? I ain't running no Mustang. Wait, just 1-800 keep it real. I ain't got a shakedown because I'll shake on your ass. I don't got a shakedown.
You showed in that, brother. You showed
because I felt I couldn't whoop your Mustang, man. What part that you don't understand? I'm telling you as a man, I can't whoop no fucking Mustang with no 78 Seville, with no 78 Seville with all the seats in it and ride around with groceries in it. I can't whoop no Mustang.
You
I didn't want no trouble.
You bought it.
You said what?
I said it's you. You bought it. So, you know, I when you say you didn't want no action with me, I left it alone, man. People were running over there telling me don't fuck with you.
Okay, I ain't got nothing to do with nobody telling you don't fuck with me. I address what you said to
me. It wasn't me telling them not to fuck with you. I didn't get
no.
Who
you know that? I didn't say that. Wick. All I said was one thing. All I said was one thing. I felt that you was blocking. I felt that's my opinion because you kept fucking with me, and I told you to leave me alone.
I don't do that faggot ass shit run back to Chicago because I don't want nobody in Chicago knowing my business. No way, I don't do that. So now you know that. So I understand that that was your opinion then.
But I hope that won't be your opinion for the future, because I don't do that. I don't run back and tell nobody shit in Chicago.
I'll make it sure.
Hey, guess what, Wick? They be calling me, talking about, Shorty, why you ain't tell me you was in Midland and you did this and did that? I ain't going to tell shit.
Yeah, goodbye.
I ain't going to run back and tell nothing, man. So I was never going to run back to no Chicago and say you didn't run me. Who am I? I ain't Tony Bynes. I ain't nobody. So why I got to run back? Why is you so worried about me?
You got a name too.
Let me just say this though, Wick. Why everybody listening? How the fuck I got a name and I ain't never been shit? I ain't never been fast.
You
I don't get a name.
Back, you ain't no black
belt. B could have paid off after that. How the fuck did I get a name and I ain't never been fast?
Shorty, I'm just gonna be goddamn. It's 1-800. Keep it real.
Keep it real.
You know.
Yeah.
You a Chicago legend. You know, your name precedes itself, so you may not be big in your own eyes, but God dog it, you're a drag racer, street legend in the eyes of a whole lot of people.
No, Biz, I'm saying that to say something, though. Now, see how you just said that? But if I go somewhere and I get to talking slick to somebody, who the fuck is you? You ain't never been faster than me. You ain't got no money. I say, you right. What the fuck is y'all keep saying I'm coming for this? I got a whole bunch of shit to race with.
Do you got something you want to run with?
Hey, Wick, you're not listening. If you got something in my category, I'm going to skin that motherfucking head of yours, boy.
That's why I asked you if you got something to run me with. What
the fuck is you talking about?
Do you got something you want to run me with?
Okay, and you're not listening. Everybody listening. Hey, Wick, you're not listening. Everybody listening on the mic. If you got something in my class, down on your ass I'm going, boy. What part of you don't understand? See, you ain't got nothing in my class, I don't think. I don't think, but you might.
Yeah.
I don't think you got shit in my class. I ride around with air conditioning on.
You
got anything with air conditioning on, I'll put my thing in your ass, boy.
No,
pull it off
no. My kids
okay,
are right.
So listen to what I'm saying.
Kids and wife drive that bullshit.
You're not listening to me, kid. I mean, you ain't listening to me, Wick. I want to run the kids and the wife. What the fuck, that, nigga?
Is that Camaro you guys got?
Yeah, the Kev-ass Camaro, yeah.
Yeah. I don't give a fuck. I got two races locked in right now, but fuck, what's one more? We could do 5 on 1,000 or better just to make sure we can get some in.
There you go, Brian.
I'm going to have my,
you know,
I'm going to have whatever I want on it, you know. We're going to be a
28
or
again?
Something. Hold on, Whit, you motherfucker.
No,
28. He coming to your house. Why don't you sit like he sit, man? You all talk all that shit. He coming to your
hold
house.
Hold up, Timo. Timo, this man going to run a motherfucker with W's on, and you going to tell me what the fuck to put on my car?
Hey, Timo,
no,
sound like he...
Beep, beep, beep.
Whit. I ain't saying I'm going to have a 29 on. I said I'm going to have a 275 on or a 28W.
If you keep the 28 on it, you know, with the W, that don't mind me. But I ain't messing with it with the radio. I know all about that trick.
So, yeah, I had a radio on it in Hot Springs. You can best believe that.
Right. I'd like to have one, too, but I'm already locked in with prior engagements so that I can't have one. So I got to be of my word and keep my 28 on there.
Cool,
if you want to throw a 28W on there, I don't care about the W, and we can lock that in. And I may bring a set of radios down there.
Yeah, I'm gonna have a 275 on the Holly Spring. Anywhere else, I have a 21W.
Chompy sound like he telling somebody to get out the tunnel lane. They get in his lane.
Anyone who goes to Holly Spring should have a radio on.
No, I'm gonna tell you one thing about Wick. See, he that Mike Hill is man. Mike Hill done taught him how to stay out the street. Hey, Kimo. Kimo, I got 275s on that car, Kimo. I got 275s on it, man. What you
hey, man. Not badass Quick that was just talking shit to me. He don't want no trouble.
Charlie, you ain't
he challenging.
I'm scared.
But he,
I didn't tell you I was going to undress my car for him. I didn't tell you that. This man fell on a motherfucker.
You don't want to throw a W on there, though, just to try something?
No, I'm going to have a 275 on in Holly Springs. And, well, we love the 275 over there.
I love it, too.
Go put on a Brian at his home track.
You don't have 275 on, too?
No, I would love to have a set on, too, when I'm down there, but I'm already locked in for slick.
Put them on.
Hey, Chucky, you got another rim? We're going to put some drag radio on some more rims, and we're going to bring them in. After you run with the slick, then run with the drag radio. Bring your tune and get down on. We're going to get up somebody. We're tired of this motherfucker weak. We'll knock his motherfucking ass out.
I'm going to have my chassis guy, my motor guy, and my tuner down there.
Hey, Shorty, when he travel, he bring every damn body that did anything with that company.
Can we do it?
And I got on the track the whole motherfucking day before.
Hey, Chucky, if you're bringing everybody, tell me what kind of drag radio you like. I'm going to buy you the drag radio. So you got another rim to put it on, man. Blow his motherfucking ass out for him.
Bring the shop too, goddammit.
I'm tired of this shit. I'm going to donate to that.
Hey, Brian, you got B-locks?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm donating to drag radios, man. I'm tired of this goddamn weed.
Hey, Whit.
Yeah.
Hey, I've never been down to that track. I know it's a badass track, but from your personal experience, is there any – I'm locked in to run the Dillinger we have to race by 7, so if I may bring a radio down there, but I'm not going to try a radio until I do what I want to do on a 28 and race
Dillinger.
You're
going to his house, Brian. Make him sit. I mean, you coming to his house.
What I'm saying is I've already bought another set of rims, and I ain't afraid to throw a radio on it. How good is the track when it gets dark?
Hey, I ain't trying to talk about it, but goddamn, Whit, you want everything in your house. Come on, Whit, you got to get a man something in my house. What do I want? The man probably wants to... The car just was on 28th or 29th down in, what's the problem, Whit? You was on 28th, wasn't you?
In what, man? What?
Lehman, what you was on, 28th or 29th?
275s, man. I was on 275s in Lehman, man.
Oh, okay.
Well,
didn't see
them all
tires off.
Didn't see the tires off. I didn't pay no attention to it. I didn't watch that car go down.
It was on 275 the time you catch me out of spray. It was on 275 with that car and radio with the rest. If you catch me somewhere else, I'm gonna be on the street.
Hey, Brian.
Yes, sir.
That truck is a good truck. It's a darn good truck, but it is a short shutout. So just keep that in mind when you cross the finish line. Get to stop as soon as you can, bro.
I don't got a parachute in mind.
Yeah, well, I got one
mic to open. Hey, Lady A, can you open that last mic, and then we can bring on drag special guest?
Yes, we have 334-6150. Your mic is open.
334.
We didn't mean to say the one,
though. Okay, all right, baby boy. Hey, Lady A, can you close that mic? Can you bring in a special guest, please?
Yes, Boosie, your mic is open.
Boosie. Hello. Yo, what's going on, Drag?
What up, partner? Hey, y'all, everybody, Biz. This is Boosie, Shawty, everybody, Wick, Brian. This is one of my buddies out of St. Louis, y'all, and we're trying to start up another talk show in the Missouri area, and I just wanted Boosie to meet all the fellas, man, you know, and y'all welcome them on, man.
What's going on?
Hey, what's up, fellas? What's up, fellas? It's Big Boosie.
What's up, Boosie? What's going on?
Not much, man. I'm trying to get on y'all's level, man. I just gotta pull these boys together down here. We got a few nice cars down here. We can't really come together down here, man, like y'all doing.
Man, well, tell them guys to keep it real first. 9 out of 10 tell the truth first. Cause if they lying, you don't even talk to them no goddamn way.
they get right here lying about
how much money they got and all that old shit. You don't need them on the mic.
Right. I know they everybody down here love the race and on that race the drag had up there at Joliet. A couple of guys went up there, but they I think they got it handed to them. I think they broke her. I forget really what happened, but I wanted to get with them and get them on the line tonight so they can listen to the show. But we're gonna try to come on out with this thing, and I invite y'all up here to St. Louis, and we come to see y'all.
We coming, bro. Fresh meat, St. Louis. Fresh meat.
And it's a whole bunch of street racers down there, Shorty. A whole bunch of street racers in St.
That's
Louis.
What I like.
Actually,
shit.
Actually,
yeah,
they run a lot of those, drive around fast cars. You know what I'm saying? It's
there you go. That's the shit I like.
Yeah.
They still got the house sitting by the river.
Got who?
Oh, they run all up.
They still got the
house
sitting by the river.
Yeah, we do the Hall Street. I mean, where we can set them down there, we'll set them down. If we had to go one end of town to the other end of town, they run us one place, we'll go the other. But we get to that track, too.
Yeah.
And we got a track about 2 hours out of St. Louis that the guy pretty much let us do what we want to do, but it's an 8-mile track. But we can get it on there anytime.
Well, 44?
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Can you bring them guys to No Limit Dragway, US 41? quarter mile.
I'm going, well, the same as us, Boosie. You know, we all quarter mile guys, but the dudes from down south prefer to run 8 mile. But, you know, some of them will convert over to quarter mile when they come this way. Not many of them. But what we're going to do is we want you to stay on, man, come in and out as you want to, bro. And I'll be back in contact with you, and we're going to be trying to set up the stuff where we can get your show started, man. And all these guys that's on here, I promise you'll be support on your team, man, till you get it up and running good, man.
Sound good. I like that shit talking, too. We all like that.
You're in the right spot.
When it's all said and done, we got to sit them down and see what it's going to do.
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
right.
I like,
you know,
that.
Like Ben said, it's all about keeping it real, man.
As long as
yes,
y'all
sir.
Keep that art sitting
hey,
down by the river.
Yeah.
That'll work.
Yeah,
okay,
what
sir. You, chime in and out when you want to, man. We're going to let Biz move on to the next caller.
Go ahead and do his thing.
All right, man.
Hey, Biz, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. What up?
I was going to let you know, I already let you know, but anyone on the show for the North guys traveling, I have the track for
Hold on, B. I'm going to send you a text real quick. Hold on.
Okay. Never mind then.
Yeah.
I already know where you're going.
Right.
Never mind.
Yeah.
Well, anyways, you got anything locked in with your car?
No, I don't. Actually, pick a little
This is probably
going to
be
tomorrow.
The slowest month of your life, ain't it?
It is, man. It is. Pick it up, pick a little Junior up tomorrow, taking it over to Kurgan's to throw it back on that damn machine. You know.
And you can't ask for a better track to take it to before you bringing that bad boy out.
Yeah. Can't complain, yeah. So, you know, it'll be the first time it's been down Holly Spring, that's for sure.
That don't matter. I told you that thing will hook in a car wash. It don't matter where you go.
Man, that thing will run in the dirt, man. It don't matter where you go. Shit. I'm going to shoot that damn thing.
Hey, Shorty.
What'd you say? What'd they be?
Somebody else, Shorty.
Shorty, you know Saturday is St. Patrick's Day, don't you, Shorty?
Oh, so what that mean? I ain't no leprechaun. Shit, you must go put your hat on.
You must gonna be
the tall leprechaun.
Hey, Dre. That's my man.
Hey,
Charlie,
do you guys know anyone else going down to this event that we're gonna be at? I locked in with that Cinderella man, that Regal, that small block Regal. I don't know if you guys know him or not. I'm locked in with him as well.
You talking about Whit Rice?
Yeah, I'm locked in with him down there also.
All of us will be there. All of us will be there.
Oh, sweet.
Hey,
he's from Florida.
Hey, this big Boosie, where is that race at?
Hollis Springs.
Hollis Springs.
Memphis.
Yep, Hollis Springs, Mississippi, April 7th.
Yeah.
Hey, Boosie, I'm going to be in contact with you. Matter of fact, I'm going to bring you over. And if you want me to, I'll come through St. Louis. And we just go together something because it's going to be a good race. And a darn good track.
Hey, I'm cool with that. You know, I got my own business. I can leave when I get ready.
Okay, gotcha. All right, well, we'll talk more about it. We're one of the guys that they call him the 901 bad boy. He support us, man. You know, he come to our races and do a lot of stuff with us, man. And when you get ready to do your thing, man, I assure you that he'll be there, man. You support him. I guarantee you that.
That'll work. Hey, I'm going to probably cut out on y'all because I got to get ready to close down and get up out this shop.
Okay,
all right.
Okay, man.
All right.
We'd just glad to have you on, Boo.
Hey, and I appreciate y'all inviting me in, man. We're going to do some things.
Oh, yeah,
okay,
no matter.
All right, I'll holler at you the next day or so.
All right, bro.
All right. That's Boosie out of St. Louis.
St. Louis, baby. He down there with Nelly, man. He down there with Nelly.
Nelly fool with cars too.
I know. I want to blow his ass out.
Nelly ain't in
St.
Louis no more. You know
what? It was somebody. They got these street cars. Go ahead.
It was somebody, some superstar, was at the racetrack. Master P. Master P was in at Boone's race. They pulled up. They said that man had a 53-foot trailer. With P. Miller racing on there, man. I didn't get a chance.
That was Redale Harris.
Was Master P a sponsor?
Yeah, he sponsors him definitely.
Okay. What kind of car did he have?
He got a Pro Stock motorcycle, NHRA motorcycle.
Okay.
But he did have a big rig that was all lettered up P. Miller. Yeah.
Well, you know where Master P from, don't you?
Louisiana, New Orleans. Baton Rouge, okay. Yeah.
I've been in his house before. One of my buddies back in the days when we was in Baton Rouge racing and stuff, they used to do the wrought iron fences, and they was putting a fence around P house one time. I went over there with him and met him. But that was in the late 90s.
Yeah, that's what we need at the track. One of them rappers, famous rappers.
He definitely, him and Riedel are tight, man. You know, and he's still spending money with Riedel in the racing.
Oh, that's cool.
Yep.
That's cool. Yeah. Well, Witch, you still on?
Better than down south callers. You might open up their mics too.
They got to press the one button. Lady A, any hands up? I want Witch to say a few words, but anybody hand up, Lady A? Okay, guess not. Hey, Witt, let everybody know about your race this weekend and the one that we're going to.
Oh, yeah, we got a little Grudge Fest going, Grudge Mafia thing going over in Hollis Springs this weekend. We got a $2,000 shootout, 28s and 275, any power additive, any suspension, no wheelie bars, no time show.
That's this week. That's this weekend, open. March 17th, Sunday.
Yeah, that's Sunday. Sunday, March 17th. Gates open at 12. And we're gonna be doing a little bludgeon over there. I'm locked in with the Predator. Locked in with Rambo.
Oh yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
So Tony
them coming. Yeah, Tony them gonna leave Texas, I believe, and come on back through Holly Springs.
That's what they said last night.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Will, I think I asked you before, but you guys are going to have fuel and nitrous for your race on the 7th, correct? You'll have that on the property?
Well, I know they have nitrous. Fuel, what kind of fuel you use?
C23.
Well, I have fuel. Yeah, I have fuel. Michael brings some fuel. Yeah, I have fuel. You don't have to worry about my fuel.
All right.
Hey, Will, you use 23 in your car, huh?
Yeah, I use 23.
That's they don't put that 23 in no junk motors, though, Will.
I like that, Drag.
That's a big team.
Guess what? Hey, Drag, I don't know shit about a 23. I ain't never seen no shit like that.
Hey, that's
the stuff. They talking to me. That's why I want to see what they talking to
Ralph Coochie.
Hey, but goddamn Drag, I wonder what they talking to me for. I ain't never seen no 23.
Yeah, that's
what they talking to me for. Shit, I run cars with 93 octane in it. You've been seeing that all your life since you was a baby.
You ain't got no team for
it. Right, I might know where 215s of 23 at. I sold a buddy of mine some last year. It was last summer now, but it was in a sealed container. I don't know if he still got it, or would you be interested in being as old as it is?
Well, Chris always brings me whatever I need from down there. Just asking because I may have. I've got about three or four other guys from Detroit. I'm not saying their names, but I got those guys coming, and they asked me. So I was just trying to ask so I can have a definite answer for those guys.
Hey, let me know when it gets close. If Whitnam can't get it, we got a VP distributor around here. I can get some.
Oh, okay. I appreciate that.
Hey, Drag, I probably need you to check on something, man. There's a guy out of Georgia, sponsors Willie Dog Band CompuCar. He got supposed to have some gas, $7 a gallon cheaper.
Oh yeah, Renegade.
I got to find out is it comparable to VP? Because if you could save $35 on a 5 gallon bucket of gas, God dog it, that's $80. That's like $50. That's like $50.
Look at the specific gravity on it. That's one very important thing.
Okay.
Let me say this, Biz. I don't know anything about the fuel that you're talking about. But I do know, in my opinion, the best fuel that you can buy is VP right now. Now, just because VP is the best gas so far don't mean that somebody else hasn't made something just as good or better.
Yeah.
But normally, when you want to select the racing fuel for your race car, you go do what you see the NHRA boys do. Whatever you see them do, that's what you do.
Okay.
And that'll keep you on
the
right track.
I need to get with my tuner. You know, and have him look at it, you know, because it's supposed to be, you know, brand new on the market. So,
Renegade's been out for a while, at least 3 years.
That stuff that he's talking about?
Yeah.
Okay. Is it good?
Yeah, It's been out a while.
I know guys that ran it here and never had any issues. A couple of guys swear they picked up from it, but, you know, that's hearsay.
Yeah.
I've never heard no bad things about it, I can tell you that.
Right.
Well, you boy?
Somebody worth trying.
It ain't worth trying if it's going to blow you up. So,
yeah. Well, I know when I built my motor, I wasn't worried about the extra $5 a gallon. That kind of went out the window when I knew I was going to spray my shit.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Yeah.
Hey, Greg, you got to show me this shit, man, that make you pick up and shit, man. Shit.
We're going to do a lot of, you know, me, you, Biz, and several other of us, and we're going to get some of our Detroit brother, too, when this North versus South stuff coming. We all got to get together and talk. This stuff we need to talk about.
Yeah.
Oh, 100%.
Hey, we need to know, Whit, because you go out the north and you go out the south. Are you considered, because you right there in the middle, you consider south or you consider north?
He claims he's ever winning at the track.
He's
south of the Mason Dixon.
They call him Mid-South. They call him Memphis Mid-South.
Okay, so he considered the South. So down on his tail we go, huh?
There we go.
Man, down on his ass. Hey, Ben, stop sugarcoating it. Down on his ass we go. Nobody going down on his tail. He ain't got no tail.
That nigga ain't no dog. That nigga ain't got no damn tail,
baby.
He one of them dogs with no tail. You know how you cut the tail all the way off? We going down on his ass.
I've been trying to get Hubba Bubba on. I got somebody to get you in your place. I don't get Hubba Bubba on
here. Man, Hubba Bubba don't want. Hey, man. Hubba don't want none of me, man.
I spent the night over Hubba House last Thursday night on my way through Memphis, man. That's because I live in the penthouse, man.
Man, hey, man, yeah, Hubba don't want none of me, man. I tell me every time I come down there, I rape them people, man. He don't want none of me,
I can get up on your ass.
No, you won't. I bet you won't. Hey, Hubba rather mess with some of them young whores than to fuck with me. I'm worse than them. Hey, Hubba just called me, too. Hubba called me about a month ago and said he finna send Mike up here and lock in some money. They got the fastest LS motor and this and that and that and this. Man, I ain't heard from Hubba no more. He said Frank was going to test the car. They going to test the car somewhere. I ain't heard from him no more.
That's why I tried to get him on.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can't get him on. You can't get him on with.
Man, Hubba don't want no trouble, man. I'm ready, man.
Hey, Biz,
what's going on?
It's a lot of
living,
so they ain't pressing one button. What's the matter?
This big friend will be cooked.
Hey, you know what? Hey, Danny, you know why they ain't pressing the one button?
Because it's 1-800 keep it real long. My bad.
Yeah, they scared of me. They know what the fuck I'm going to tell them.
What's up, Fred, you know, you, me and you big guys, and we got dog to be wanting when we get to them places, some good places to eat at. You missed some good food this weekend, bro. I'm here to
Hey, man, I know. You down in Louisiana, I know I missed it.
Big Fred, they had the VIP room, man, upstairs, jambalaya, every type of food you want, chicken, rolls, coleslaw, man. Oh, man, Big Boom had everything up there, man.
Hey, Greg, we just talking about this food. We just talking about the banquet, how much weight we got to lose before the race season starts.
Hey, man, I done lost 6 pounds. Fred. They coming off too slow, so at this rate, I probably won't be driving for next year.
I think I'm shoving my little buddy
Charlie here. Got dog, and we're going to get him some stilts and some pads behind the dog on seat. And got dog, and me and Charlie going to test it. I said, y'all have to lose no weight then.
Yeah. Hey, Chemo still on the line? Chemo still on?
If I get Charlie to cut that button to lose, God dog, that's like that song I'm going down the track by itself.
Ooh,
Hey, Greg, I was telling you guys on the line, everybody listening, I'm having a shakedown lockup Saturday, March 16th, at the Russell Bazaar on Clay and I-75, Detroit. All the good races from 6 p.m. until. They come out and lock in with their boys. They've been talking back and forth on the radio shows. Everybody met up at the Autorama this past weekend. So I'm throwing a big party this weekend at the Russell Bazaar, 6 o'clock until everybody get tired.
Get that address up again, Fred.
Hey, where is that at?
That's in Detroit.
It's Clay and I-75. Right off the service drive, Clay and I-75, where they be racing at. But I got a spot, the Wild Dogs Motorcycle Club in the Russell Bazaar, Clay and I-75, 1600 Clay. It starts at 6 o'clock until everybody get tired and going to go home. We got live entertainment, good food, drinks, come out and fellowship with the drag races. We usually do this to bless the season before the season starts. So this is going down this Saturday at the Russell Bazaar, 1600 Clay Avenue. Clay and I-75.
Shorty, you got a curfew.
There y'all have it.
I ain't got no damn curfew, boy.
Hey, Big Fred, when you see Pine there, get my $20 from him, man.
Man, Pine ain't going to pay nobody, man.
He ain't paid me yet, Shorty.
He ain't going to pay nobody, man.
We had our Autorama this past weekend. Just like you got the World of Wheels. We had this Autorama for us over here, and it was a nice show, man. Last Sunday, real nice. And all the ride or die, they were there. Young Money, Never Scared,
A lot of guys, man, it's a beautiful cause. They came out and had a good time. You know,
yeah,
so we're going to do it again this Saturday.
Yeah, send me some pictures.
Okay, I shot a lot of videos. I shot a lot of trash talking. About 5 or 6 lockups took place that night down there. So it's coming along. The weather break on these guys ready to go. So I said I'd get them over there this Saturday and let us do what we do over there. And like I said, Greg, I'm going to make sure I give you guys a copy of the video.
All right, bro. All right, man.
Hey, Fred.
Yo.
Hey, Fred, I'm going to see you in Holly Springs on the 7th.
Hey, I'm going to make it. I'll be there. I was thinking about that. I've been seeing contemplating it, but I'm going to make it. I'll be there.
Hey, Raleigh, the rest of the troops, man. Raleigh, the rest of the Detroit boys, man. Get them on over there.
Well, we know. Young Money coming. You know that. You got Big Wayne. You never said they're going to be there.
Good. We got our Brian. Brian's going to be there with his crew.
Brian, Bad Company. You know, Bad Company there.
Yeah.
So, it's going to be a lot more other guys coming, too.
Yeah, we got to go support our brother Witt, man, because he supports us, man.
And all the folks leave out of Detroit, you know, they're going to have to shut it down.
Hey, Fred, I'm still waiting on my video.
You know they said Detroit going broke.
Well, Chicago already.
Don't believe what you hear.
Okay.
Hey, Fred, I need my video, Fred.
Big Danny, I got you, man. I got you.
Hey, Drag, me and Fred was over there talking. Man, next, you know, it was two buddies that, down in Lehigh, right? Man, they was drunk. Drag, man, they started fighting. Man, dude, what did he hit them with, Fred?
A Budweiser bottle.
Man, hey, Drag, the man had a Maynard on his head. Man, that thing was bigger than Sears Tower sitting off the side of his head. Man, I said, Fred, you got the camera on? And Fred was filming the whole thing, man. It was funny. It's all out.
Two buddies.
No. What did you expect? He got hit with the King of Bills.
Hey, listen. His wife going to tell him what you should have did was she grabbed, what she do with the bottle, Fred?
She broke the bottle, so he's supposed to have broken and jugged me. I said, damn.
Larry, your mic been open. I sent you a text, Larry. Your mic is open.
Larry, what
are you I know, Biz. I was just sitting back listening. I wanted to holler at old Shawty. I hadn't talked to him in a while. I want to see how he's doing.
Here goes Shawty right here, man. What's on your mind?
What's going on, little Shawty, man? How you been?
What's up, Larry? I'm all right.
Chilling, Shawty.
I feel pretty good, man. These guys, they need to keep it real and stop the bullshit now.
I'm telling you that.
They need to stop that shit, man. I forgot to take this jugging, man. Don't say nothing then if you can't crack jokes. Just be quiet.
Man.
Absolutely, Charlie.
What they say, Charlie, you got to have thick skin, man.
Man, you got to. And if you ain't got thick skin, stay away. Just get on the way. You know they've been a jug. Get on the way.
Yeah.
Just get on the way or don't race. Don't race if you don't want to get whooped because you're going to get whooped.
Yeah.
Can't win them all.
If you're racing, you're going to lose some now.
Yeah. Drag ain't no big jokester, but he cracked his jokes on people. They going to crack them on him.
Have fun, man. Look how they rolled me when I drove 3 little car and tape meters. You know what, man? I was the topic of the week.
You ain't care.
So hot.
Yeah. Leave that alone.
Yeah, we are. This is what it's all about, man. You know, we're a bunch of street fellas having a lot of fun, man. That's what it is, street. We street racers and then went to the track with it, man. So all the stuff that was on the street that went on, far the jugging and the arguing and the trickery at the races is just happening at the track now.
Yes, it is.
And I'm loving it, Drag. I'm telling you, man. I mean, we used to race on the street all day, all night, running in front of the police, man. It's so nice we at the track. Ain't
you
got no
worries
and shit.
You
can talk shit and gamble and
just
do what we do.
Yeah, but you know something? I'm gonna holler at you, Charlie, soon here, cause there's some things that we need to talk about before the big stuff start happening, so we can be ready.
Okay.
Yeah, seriously.
Yay. Yeah, there. Yeah, I'm ready, man.
What is that? Biz still on or Biz done went to work already?
No, I think he's still on.
He might be getting ready. You know, Biz have to be to work at 7.
He ain't going to have time, right?
Huh?
Shorty ain't going to have time.
Who ain't gonna have time?
He's gonna have time talking about making some money. He gonna make some time for that.
Man, I like money now.
Drag.
Yeah, I ain't worried about that. we gonna put something together. We gonna put something together for real.
Sit down for Nook, man. He ain't gonna have time.
Jeez, what have Nook done for me lately? shit. Hey, they try to sit me down for my damn self. You think I'm gonna sit down with somebody else? Shit. Yes,
we got any more callers, Lady A? There, I guess one of us got to take in. Lady A, is we got any more callers with their hands up?
No, just ain't nobody on there. They don't want to keep it real with me. They waiting on I get it off. They waiting on me to get off. They gonna get to putting their hands up real good when I get off.
Yeah, we know you're going to tell it like it is now, Show.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Shorty.
Who that?
What's up, Shorty? This is Tim. Never scared from Detroit, man. What's up, baby?
This who?
This is Tim from Detroit, man. What's up, Shorty?
What's up, baby?
Oh, man, y'all boys having a good show. What up, Drag, Larry, Big Spread? What's going on, fellas?
Hey.
What's up, Tim?
Yeah, we having a ball today.
Oh yeah,
yeah. I was a special guest today because you know I don't be calling in because I can't take the duty.
Who just said that? Okay. Say your name, guys.
Man, you know who this is. Goddamn it, ride or die, meatball, motherfucker.
Hold on. Before we get going, get Pat on the phone. I tried to get that 20 miles from off of the big drag. What'd you say? Quick. Hey, get Pat on the phone, bro. I was doing my duty by my big homie. Trying to get that 20 miles from big drag. And Pat, come on, and all around.
Hey, man. Big drag told me, man, he going to drive. He going to spend $200 to come way down here to get $20.
From Pine. Hey, Migo.
Man, talk to me, man. Talk to me, never scared.
Well, you know, we locked, right?
I mean, listen, man, we ain't got nothing else to talk about, man.
Slot. That's all that's going to matter.
Okay, man.
Skins,
what's going on,
matter,
man?
Locked,
what you coming out with, Skins, this year, man?
Hello, I'm back on the mic. What you say now?
What you coming out with, man? You still coming out with an air conditioning unit and all that shit?
Yeah. I got the pickup truck, baby. I ain't got nothing but a little old pickup truck. You know, we 3,600 pounds. We went to the scale. I won the little old A-Rab money. You know how they go.
Uh-huh. Okay, ain't nothing wrong with that. Well,
all
right.
Yeah, that's all I got, man. I can't, you know, ain't no sense in me fronting because this 1-800-KEEP-IT-REAL. There's no money coming like that. I can't build no full status cars and things of that nature.
Yeah.
And then we just ain't staying together because what's the use of me if I did have some money? Why would I build a full chassis car? I can just invest in drag cars. You can have a body.
Oh,
I can have a motor. So what the hell I'm going to be in one car? What I'm going to be a stock adventure car for, and B has got one. What I'm going to do that for?
Hey, what's that tire you want on that truck, man?
What's that tire?
Yeah.
It got an 18 on it.
Okay,
it got Corvette rims on it. It got 17 on the front and 18 on the back.
Okay.
But now when I race it, I'm going to put some 1433s on it. I'm going to take them all drag for a chassis car, 1700 something. On that.
Man, you might shut that motherfucker off when you leave.
You right.
Now,
everybody heard what you just said. So why the hell is you worried about what's on the truck for? You shouldn't be worried about what's on the truck. It got air conditioning on it, baby. Something you ain't got.
We got a little trail buzz up here with the air conditioner.
Man, I'm knocking y'all ass out. Come on. See, I ain't actually nothing else. You said trailblazer. Ding, 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 ding. Come on.
Okay.
You ain't even got an acquisition on the trailblazer. You ain't even got an acquisition on the trailblazer. You ain't hear me say, dude, you got no turbo, no supercharger, none of that shit. Get your ass down, man.
Man, when can this take place, man?
No.
How about little Tony's event?
I don't know when have you been in.
When is
June the 15th.
You said what the 15th?
June the 15th.
Yeah, at 131. God damn, that's a long time, man. You could have put a goddamn 3 motors in it by then. Shit.
Well, motherfucker, we still got winter tires just like you do. What the fuck you talking about?
No, you right, but I know I ain't going to do nothing. You might don't do nothing either. I'm just giving you an example, sir. You can do anything. Money dictate what you do. I have no money. That's why I ain't building no car. I got the same
truck. We broke too. You ain't hear about it.
I don't know what you is. I just know what I am. This one ain't going to keep
you
here.
Detroit went bankrupt.
No, Detroit went bankrupt, but you guys stole all the money. That's why Detroit went bankrupt. See, it's a difference. That don't mean the people that's in it went bankrupt.
Hey, you know why we went bankrupt, right?
I don't really know and don't care. I just know
that
you didn't go bankrupt.
Stop it, you go there, man. That's my main man they got. Now you stop it.
Now. Since you had asked me a question, what kind of tires you got on this trail, please?
It's a drag radio.
Oh, but you see, you might be all-wheel drive. See, that 10 can't be all-wheel drive.
Oh, it's two-wheel drive.
Oh. Okay. You got action, I know that.
Yes, sir.
Hey, we got another little car that's going to be there.
We're going to
have a little action with that street car, too. So, what the hell happened to Shorty, man? He hung up or something, man? He's scared? Keep it real,
goddammit.
No,
Meatball.
What up?
Y'all talking about this trailblazer. As soon as the weather breaks here and there, we can meet up somewhere so we can go down on y'all ass. We ain't got to wait the little Tony race.
Who am I talking to, son?
You talking to Big Danny.
You said what?
You talking to Big Danny. As soon as the weather breaks here and in Detroit, we ain't got to wait to let Tony wait. We'll pick that pickup truck right down on y'all head.
Okay. I like that.
And
when you're done, we got a little street car too. Y'all can try to knock in something with that, too.
Hey, guess what?
Hold on,
Daddy. We will if we fuck around and get away from that goddamn trailblazer.
One race
conspires another.
Hold on, sir. We got some street cars over here, too, that we can bring over there with them now. Hold on.
No, but listen, though, Daddy. You ain't listening. They wants to pick on the pickup truck, so leave all the other cars alone right now.
Okay.
If we can't handle them with these cars, we'll talk about some more cars.
Okay.
Now they want somebody to goddamn pick him up.
They want a farmer truck.
So I want somebody ass.
Yeah, that's
gonna
be a good run.
I told them.
I don't know what it's gonna be, man. Hey, guess what? I do know this. Y'all got the advantage, but I don't give a fuck. Can't nobody tell me what to do with mine. Now, come on.
How you think we got the advantage?
Because I know you do, because you see my truck run. I never see the trailblazer run. That's number one. But I don't care. I ain't never seen the truck. I didn't ask you what you got. I didn't ask you if you got to have nitrous. You can't have twin turbo. You can't have a supercharger. I have no turbo and no supercharger. I have fuel injection with air conditioning. You already know that. I'll show it. I ain't ask you what you had. I'm a gangster, man. Come on. And I'm going to show you what I got. I don't even care what you got. Listen, man, I want everybody to hit it on the grudge. Hold on, man. This 1-800 keep it real. I want everybody to hit it. The man come with one of the new trailblazers. I don't give a fuck what he got, and I'm going to show him I ain't got no turbo, no supercharge. Fuel injection with air conditioning on it. I'm knocking his ass out, or I'm going to get my ass knocked out and go home. Now watch what I see. For whatever they want to bet, man. Did y'all hear that, Dre? For whatever they want to bet, man.
Are you trying to convince us that you're a gangster or are you trying to convince yourself?
Hey, Shelby, I told him as soon as the weather gets good on both sides, we can get out. We ain't got to wait till Greg Tony race.
That's what I'm talking about. We can race on the street. We don't give a fuck.
Oh, yeah?
We trying to make it easy on y'all ass, but that's cool, too.
No, you got to make it easy on us.
Hey, Floyd,
straight penetration, no Vaseline. That's how we're going to do it on y'all.
Hey, listen to this. You ain't got to wait till we pump up, because we might pump down. We pumped up already. Come on.
Oh, y'all ain't pumped nuts.
I bet you we ready.
I like that, man.
I bet you we ready. Hey.
They said one open this weekend.
What?
They said 41 open this weekend.
41 scheduled to open up this weekend.
Oh. Okay.
Now, what y'all want to do?
They open up 41 this weekend?
It's scheduled to open up, yeah.
Let me see what's going on there. I'll get back with you, though. I can get in touch with Biz.
Now, who is this, Ride or Die?
Yeah.
Yeah, you going to
that's Meatball.
That's really Ride Dead, but we ain't
going to
talk about him like that.
Yeah, yeah, Meatball, you going to die, boy.
Tim, you better watch it. Tim, you better watch your mouth. Now, you better watch your mouth. Now, never see it.
That's all you got to say.
Oh, we will send white trash back to the trash park. Oh, my God. Hey, no, you know you can do white trash taking out the trash park. Yo, later on, they got fleas. They all got fleas.
Hey, Meatball.
Well, talk to me.
Hey, Meatball. Hey, you know what I'm saying? But y'all all about white trash, but sitting outside. Where Ride or Die been?
You say what?
I said never scared been outside racing. Where Ride or Die been?
Oh, man, we trying to get them all together.
Oh, y'all living up to y'all last name, died hard. So y'all done died for the last few months.
Well, can you just worry about me? You just worry about taking my foot out your ass with this trailblazer. That's all you worry about.
Sound good.
Hey, he don't run up with a 5'6", so y'all will be all right. You say what?
People are wearing on a 5'6". Over here, hey, never said don't nobody wear on your 5'12", goddamn.
Leave it. Hey, talk, who this, man?
Meatball, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Who this?
This Blood, man. I heard you was down at the Autorama acting out this week, past weekend.
You ain't heard me acting out doing nothing, man. I was in talking shit with Tim and all. Why you say that, man? What you hear I said, man? Did I say anything about Bull?
I hope not.
Damn! Okay. Well, you said I was acting out. No, I wasn't acting out. We were just having a good time, man. Talking shit, swallowing spit.
Hey, is Beer still on the line, Nebo?
It's who?
Is Beer still on the line, or he went in to work?
No, he went in to work. Hey, man, Tim of the Never Scared on the line, man.
Hey, Bub. What's going on?
What up, boy? You know they ain't going to be out of line nowhere, man. They might talk a little good while there ain't no cars running. Well, it's kind of cold out there.
What's going on, Bub? This Biz. What's going on?
What's going on, Biz? You're out?
I'm good, baby. What's happening?
Not much. I heard you were saying something about the mailman the other day on Lil Tony show, talking about we won't go, we won't travel or something. You know we don't travel down south, but we'll come see you and run that little blue car.
I don't even have a blue car no more.
Damn.
You know what? I do have a blue Mustang. Yeah, lock in. I got a blue Mustang. Lock in.
I'm talking about a little blue pill tonight.
No. I got a little blue car. Mustang, lock in. Matter of fact, you got 1-1. Lock in.
I want to run your nitrous car, man.
It's got nitrous on it.
Yeah. Can I run the car that you drove at Lena or no, man?
I don't have that car anymore. I sold it.
Okay. I didn't know that.
I got a blue Mustang, and it's got nitrous on it. And to make it fair, since you don't run Mustangs, you can stay with your back tire, and I'm going to clear you.
beer. I wanted to run a little blue beer. I didn't know you sold it, huh?
Okay. Well, what about the little other Mustang I got? You know I got plenty of Mustangs. I love Mustangs.
You talking about that black one, Debo?
I got a blue Mustang, man, not a black one, a blue one.
I don't even know what car you talking about. I was calling to chin check you with Lil Blue Field because you was talking crazy.
Lil Well, I got a blue one with some Nikes on it, and I'm gonna let you save your back tire. I'm gonna let you save your back tire, and I'm gonna clear you in the 8th mile. We only gonna run 8th mile.
It's a small block.
Damn. Yeah, that small block. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can't do that with no ghost car. I seen Lil Blue Pill, you seen my car, and I heard what you said the other day, and, you know, so I called to see what you
want. What does it matter? It's a small block. It's got nitrous on the car. I'm going to let you stage with your back tire, and I'm going to clear your name. What more you want?
No, I'm not going to do that with a ghost car. I would have ran your head up with the Lil Blue Pill.
I'm going to swing for you.
Hey, man, who is that on the mic?
It's got 28s on it, no bars, stock suspension.
Man, that's Bub on the mic, man.
Oh, hey, man, Bub's scared to death. He ain't going to run nothing, man. He want to run what he seen run. He want to run everything he see run. See it go down.
I
want
to run what I seen run. That's right.
Right, ain't nothing wrong with it. I'm just saying that's what you want to do. That's all you want to do. You ain't going to run no ghost.
No, but the comment about us not traveling, he know we don't travel or whatever. You know, far down south and stuff. But we just travel close to you.
Uh-oh.
You said what?
Charlie's got a D-Lab couple. I'm looking for three-love.
Uh-oh, bud. What you want to do?
I ain't said nothing about three-love. Even though I don't give a fuck about him, I called to talk to Bill.
Whoa. Well, we talking about what you said. You don't get nothing about it, then try through that. Charlotte, try that.
Oh, we.
Who's that, Dredd?
Yeah. Yes.
Dredd, you, I said I called to talk to me, and I didn't say nothing about three, but even I don't give a fuck about him, but I called to say something to
me. Last year, you were looking for him hard, man. Hard.
Oh, you said somebody said I was looking for him.
No, I said you were. I heard you say you were what you do to three, but.
Oh, you! I've heard that before in the past. I was calling to talk to you.
Well, you got hey, Bub, you got Biz, man, right here, man, in the flesh. I'm gonna bring up.
Ain't nothing to talk about, Biz. You said you sold the car.
I got another Mustang. It's a blue Mustang, stock suspension, 28s or 228s, no W. No Willy bars, small block, and it's got some nitrous on it. And I will go to your tail. Hey, you can stay with your back tire, and I'm going to clear you in the 8th mile.
Yes, I ain't never seen that car, man.
What does it matter?
I was calling for something. It ain't there, so it really ain't nothing to talk about.
I ain't never seen your car make a clean pass. So what's the difference?
You don't understand, Biz. He want to rob, man. He got to know what he think you doing before he run. That's just how he run.
Okay.
That's how that little guy run now. That little guy ain't going to run. He ain't me. See, they was trying to put Bud like he was me. He just like Skinner. You're a goddamn lie. He ain't nothing like me. You see, I don't even want to see no trailblazer. They talking about a trailblazer. Down on the ass I'm going. A new trailblazer. Come on. 2007 and up. Come on. Come on. I like that. See, I ain't got to see what it is.
I called here for that reason and that reason only. Because Biz said something.
Hey, Bud, ain't nothing wrong with that. But why you call in a day later, a dollar short? You should have blown his ass out when he said something. You should have put your thing in his ass.
I wasn't on that radio show. My grandfather told me about who he was actually talking about.
Oh, well, your grandfather, he kind of slow. He told you a long time afterwards. He just sold the car, goddamn it, 2 years ago. Your grandfather,
was
the motherfucker. Man, tell your grandfather to speed up, man. He's going too damn slow. That's all I'm saying, bro. Yeah. I'm just keeping it real. He been sold that car. It could have been Sunday. He just thought it was Sunday. I'm trying to tell you some real shit, bud. You don't want to listen to me now. I'm just trying to tell you. This 1-800 keep it real. You know I got my own line, but I don't allow suckers like you to even come on the line. See, you can come on the grudge line. It's open to the public. 1-800 keep it real is only for a few guys. Now, if you want to be a special guest on there, they're going to eat your ass alive, so I don't think you want to be on there.
Hey, Shorty, well, I plan on coming out 41 a couple times this year, having some fun with y'all boys. Man, y'all doing that Father's Day Rex this year?
Oh, no, you got to ask B.
Yeah, we doing it. Bub, you ain't coming nowhere. If you do come, you're going to do like you always do. Don't come with your car.
You're going to come and shoot dice. You're going to come and watch and shoot a little dice. We're going to shoot that crap, bud.
Hey, B. I plan on coming to 41 a couple times this year.
Okay. And I plan on going to the moon when I get some money.
Me too. I plan on going there with you, man.
Yeah.
I'm sad you sold Lil Blue Pill, man. I'm sad you sold it.
No, you ain't.
Golly.
Like I told you, I got another Mustang you can run.
No, I ain't seen no one. Ain't nothing to talk about, man.
What's the difference?
If I see it, and I think I want some action, I'm gonna let you know.
Hey, B, if he gotta see it, not only do we gotta see it, you gotta make a blast with that motherfucker. About 10 of them.
Yeah.
Then he gonna wear his options out. Then, if he think he can handle you, down on your ass he going.
That's what I'm talking about, Shorty.
I mean, ain't nothing wrong with it. That's your strategy. That's your style. That's how you do it.
Hey, Shorty. Hey, you know what? I only seen your truck one time when you got your ass blew off Muhammad over there at 41.
Say it again.
I said, I only seen your truck one time when you got your ass blew off Muhammad over there at 131. When you came up to Michigan that one time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I got my ass blowed out. So what? Hey,
look, I was
hey, guess what?
I'm
going to
blow your ass out next, motherfucker.
And guess what? Right after that, at 41, I got my ass blown out 2-3 times. So what?
I'm talking about why you was here. You got to be in it to win it, though.
Guess what?
Right.
I only heard you won one race, and that was probably 3-4 years ago. You ain't even doing nothing.
You ain't hear me win no race. I ain't been racing.
No. You're not listening. You didn't hear what I said. You didn't hear the punchline. That was about 3 or 4 years ago.
Yeah, you right. I bet you're right.
I heard that you had won 3 or 4 years ago. I never seen you win, but I heard you had won.
Hey, well, look, when you line up against this car, you're going to see me win, D.
So what? I don't give a damn.
I just win.
All I'm saying is this here. I bet you I ain't got to see no car to run it. You tell me what it is, or you tell me what you say it is, and you lock into it. Down on your ass, I'm going.
D-Body, Monte Carlo, 22s on it.
You going to run with 22s on it?
Yes, sir.
Lock your motherfucking ass. Now, see what I'm talking about? See what I'm talking about being? Lock your ass in, boy. Lock your late ass in. No. Lock in.
Hey,
what?
You late. The car show about to start.
You said what? Hello? Cat got somebody's tongue. I can't hear them. They breaking up now.
No, see, I guess he must have hung the phone up because he was talking crazy.
He better hang up. Man, I catch a motherfucker with some 22 didn't. Come on. Come on. Just come on with it. You know what I'm talking about, Larry?
Yes, sir.
I'm a gangster, man. I'm a go, man. Shit, don't rape me, man. Shit. I just don't believe some of this shit. They be talking about, Shorty, you'll get whooped with this. You'll get whooped if they got that. Man, they ain't got to say number one thing to catch my eye. He said 22. Another motherfucker said a trailblazer. He didn't say what kind of tie they had on the trailblazer. He said a trailblazer. Come on. Another motherfucker said he got a Monte Carlo. I went to backing up. He said, 22s. You going to run with them? Come on, motherfucker. I don't give a fuck if he got Godzilla in that motherfucker. Come on. put all the time in out, roll it out, do everything you need to do, and run 180 down there and run around me. Come on. See, I like that type of shit, man. I love it, Larry. They can trick me like that. They keep saying, Shorty, you're going to get hurt with that, them stipulations and things of that nature. I ain't made up now stipulation. They tell me what they got. Come on. I ain't got to see their car. They see mine. Come on.
Come on.
Man, my pickup truck going to look the exact same way the last time they seen it. If it got different rims on it, they automatically win. Yeah.
Come
yeah,
on.
Larry. And I don't want to see what they got, Larry. I don't want to see
you
under their hood.
Oh, you want to
see under my hood. Look, man, they can see under my hood.
Only thing you want to say is just come on.
No, this is all I want to say. What he said. A Monte Carlo with 22s. Come on. That's all it got to be. I don't got to know what's under the hood. I don't got to know if it's a big block, small block, twin turbo, one turbo, three superchargers, one supercharger, nitrous. I don't care what he got under his hood, man. Just come on. I don't care what kind of ring he got. I don't care about none of that shit. Just come on. Just come on, trick me. I'm trying to get tricked one time. You know, I get tricked one time every year at the beginning of the year when we start out. Get my ass tricked like quick. You know, I don't have no fun unless I get tricked, Larry.
Right there.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I get tricked one time a year. I won't get tricked one time. And this is the time to trick me right now. So all you callers that's listening, come on. Keep saying the dumb shit that you ain't got no business saying out your mouth, and I'm going to try it. Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah, they keep saying the bullshit, Larry. Down on their ass, I'm going.
Down on the ass, you go.
Man, it's certain words that just make me go, man. It tickles my funny bone.
Well, I see them 22s. Them 22s shocked you. You said, come on.
Yeah, that shocked me. And guess what? It was one car with some 22s. That thing was hooking. That color that they had a color from Detroit with 22s. Goddamn, not to blow my ass out. They went to breaking up, man, and I got away. I got away with the new car.
Yeah, that might work, but that's a medium filter. It might close enough.
Who is that, man? Y'all having extra conversations on the grudge line. What's wrong with you?
Yeah.
Yeah, who is that?
It's Preacher Boy, nigga. What up, man?
Man, you're stanking ass having too many conversations, man. This is 1-800 Keep It Real. And grudge.
I didn't even know they let me on, man.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you
What's
on,
What's going
man?
On, man?
Oh, nothing. Trying to go. You boys from Detroit talking slick. I'm trying to try that. I don't want to know all this extra shit. Once they say something that sounds good to me, come on. I don't got to know all this extra shit. I don't want to know what kind of ties and what kind of ring they got, what kind of gear they got.
What's up?
Who that?
Yeah, I'm trying. Hey, man, I want to see if these boys going to do something.
Yeah, I'm ready for the ass. I'm going to get the season
off. I've been fucking with Fish now. He's talking about he's going to run around Mustang, though.
Yeah, okay.
That's what I see. Okay.
Yeah.
I think they're
going
to come with the keys.
I can't tell them what to do with the keys. I just want to see. If they drive it, so what? Shit, I just want to see.
Me too.
I can't do nothing about it.
But meanwhile, I've been trying to see what these boys talking about. They all whooping over the snow. I ain't heard nothing else now.
Oh, they talk real daddy when it's snow outside.
Oh, yeah.
But guess what? What they don't know. Where I'm at right now, it's dried up. It's dried up over here in the wild hundreds.
I just left myself.
Yeah, it dried up over here. I'm burning rubber and everything.
Mm-hmm.
I'm ready, man.
Try the weekend. 41 going to be open the weekend.
Yeah, I'm ready, Larry. See them fast cars Leroy's. No, they can't run yet. But right now, these cars, we running, goddamn Larry, we can go. Come on.
Hey, Shorty, you can't say that.
You're right. I just heard some strange things going on down south.
You can't say that now. You
I heard it was 35. I heard it was 35 degree weather, and they were taking the wheels up with stock suspension.
They sure did.
Yeah,
hey, Leo, you was a witness to it down there.
I sure was.
Hey, so you can't say it. Fast cars can't run in 35 degree weather, 40 degree weather. We witness it.
Well, you know what? Some of these guys be saying that they be talking about they was raking. It was wet outside and it was too cold and all this old shit. You know how that.
Hey, see, who was that just talking?
That was Danny.
Oh.
Hello.
Hey, Larry, we see it in 35 degree weather, man. Them guys were toting the wheel to the 100 foot mark and getting down the street.
Yes, sir. In a hurry.
Yeah.
Yes.
And the candles was lit real good.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Larry, so that goes to show you, these guys can quit with all these excuses talking about it's too cold in.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, they
got
to keep it real.
Hey, y'all keep it 100. Y'all keep it 100. I mean, they was on the back bumper. They was on the back bumper. Yeah, they was on the back bumper.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's on your mind, Colomino?
Oh, I was just.
That
old
Thelma
was on the back bumper.
You were doing what, Todd?
Just seeing
I said that old Thelma was on the back bumper.
Oh, you wasn't on the talk show today?
No, I didn't. I was at work.
Oh, yeah. I was a special guest. I'm on here. We on here right now.
Oh?
Yeah. We still on here, baby. Still on here. It didn't quiet down. Everybody got quiet. They feelings involved and a couple of crying. Yeah, that's
fine.
I said they crying now. They done got off the phone, they crying. They done crying on the phone.
They crying in private.
Fair side, they ain't going to blow his ass out, man, if he plays.
Uh-oh.
Who was
that? They said or somebody said they going to blow your ass out.
You talking about the guy with the whole fiberglass car that we already got?
Hey, you can't say that, Todd. You can't say that now. Stop that, Todd. Don't worry about what you got.
You know these guys acting funny, Todd. You can't say that. The listeners are going to crying. You can't say that now.
Yeah, don't say you got a plastic car. Don't do that, Todd.
Just say the guy you already have. Oh,
yeah. It didn't matter if it was a plastic, man. You beat it, so it don't matter.
They got what they're paying for, Todd. They said they're going to beat your ass with it.
They said they're going to blow your ass out.
Who is that?
That's Danny and Preacher Boy. Preacher Boy said that he talked to Danny and they're going to blow your ass out now.
Preacher Boy, is you still going to give me the break?
Uh-oh.
Hey, man, all you got to do is run for dear life. If you break up out of there, I'm coming. If I break up out of there, I hope you behind me.
Uh-oh. No, I don't know trouble. I need to know that I got a break. Then I'm gone.
All you gotta do is get on that tree and whichever one of them move first, that's the one to race again.
I take the break from them race car G bodies. You know, my
you got a race car.
Do you want
to talk about it?
Do you got all your furniture like me?
I ain't got no big body like you either. Now, do y'all want to keep talking?
Wait. Hold on. Because I've been hearing this big block rumor. Who the fuck actually didn't look under my hood?
I don't want to look. I don't give a fuck what you got. Grab a ring. You drag racing, man.
I'm just saying, everybody steady hooping around and I got a big block.
Who
didn't actually
look
under
you,
my
man.
Hood?
Every time you come to the table, you
all that's irrelevant, man. You got books you race, man. All that's irrelevant. All that's irrelevant. Who looked under your hood at all?
All you gotta do is stop
I'm just
it's
trying to figure out where all these rumors things. Coming from, Sean.
But
that's
you can't worry about the rumors, though. They said I was laughing at Kate. Man, fuck the rumors. The rumors don't mean shit. Fuck a rumor. Rumors gonna go on till you dead and gone, man.
Yeah.
And leave the goddamn earth. So you heard about a rumor, man. Fuck all that. Now, if he don't want to tell you who said it and this and that, you heard about the wrong shit.
I heard it in the street.
Hey, preacher boy, this ain't nothing against you. I'm talking to him, man. He got to learn about the dumb shit. He worrying about some dumb shit.
No, I don't want to
what difference. It don't make no difference who told you or how you know or what you're saying. That's what you want to say. Say what you want to say. He just a crap-ass. He don't know how to handle you. Hey, he don't know how to handle you because I would have been saying something towards you. I'd say, what about your motherfucking Willy Bob? Or what about your small block with a goddamn goddamn octopus intake and all that old shit? See, he don't know what to say to you. That's all.
No, because I just ain't going to get into all that.
Okay, well, then why you worried about what he's getting into? You should be just telling him, hey, preacher boys, you a hater or something? Because I don't say what you got. That's what you need to be saying to him. You're not saying the right shit, son. That's all I'm saying. Yeah. You keep talking about where the rumor's coming from. You worried about the wrong shit, man.
You just said the wrong one there.
You said what? No. I only said that because of what you said about his concert. I don't give a fuck what you got. I just said that's what he should have been saying to you. I said that's what he should have been saying.
I didn't say it for nothing, man. I said,
no,
man,
you, hey, preacher boy, ain't nobody said you was wrong, man. I'm just telling him. I'm trying to explain something to him that he need to be trying to say what you say to him. Stop worrying about who the fuck told you or where you get the rumors from, because rumors are made to be said. That's why they saying them. Because
the rumors are
made
to be said. That's right.
Yeah, and they going to spread them motherfuckers. So you can't keep worrying about all
rumors
that.
Rumors is like cancer. Rumor is like cancer.
There you go.
Take care of something.
And guess what? If I hear a nigga spread a rumor about me, fuck it. I'm spreading one about him. Fuck him. That's just me, Leroy. I ain't saying it's right or it's wrong. I'm going to do what the fuck I want to do. They're going to do what they're doing. I'm going to do what I'm going to do. Let a nigga get to running around talking about shorty go 850.
Hey, so you can't
I'm gonna tell him their mama run 820. Now what? You see what I'm saying? Yeah, you see what I'm saying, Larry? I'm just gonna fight fire with fire, man. All of that shit ain't nothing. I don't wanna know where it come from. You said it out your mouth. You're accountable for what you say out your mouth, Larry.
That's right.
That's everybody. You're accountable for what you say out your mouth. Preacher boy talking about you got a big block. Tell him he got to kill a small block. You worried about the wrong shit, son. Why don't you make a rumor and say that preacher boy stole somebody's motor and he got it in his car? Just make up what you want to make up, because he's making up shit on you. That's all. He can't get mad. If he getting mad, I'm cussing him out. I'm going to say, preacher boy, what the fuck is you mad for? And you said the man had a big block. You spread a rumor on him. So he spread one back on you. No. You ain't spread the rumor. You, hey, hold on, preacher boy. You helping spread the rumor because you on Grudge Inc. line and you don't know who listening. So you help spreading the rumor, sir. Now you can say what you want to say. This 1-800 keep it real right here. I'm keeping it real.
Okay,
Larry. Hey, Larry. Is the man spreading the rumor? Hey, Larry. Hey, Larry. I'm asking a question. Hold on, preacher boy. I'm asking a question. Larry, is the man help spreading the rumor?
If they're talking about big blocks and stuff like that, yeah, that's helping spread it.
Okay, then. So I don't understand what part of that the preacher boy. Preacher boy say he ain't spread no rumor. How the fuck you ain't spread no rumor? You don't grudge his
mind. If one person say it and another person say it, another person, he keeps spreading, so it turns into a rumor.
Yeah, you steady spreading. But
yeah.
It's cool, bro. I don't give a fuck what you say. He got three big blocks in his car.
Fuck about him in his car. Now, if you want to play, he can get snatched. But I ain't giving up no spot.
No, I understand that. I'm not telling you to give him no spot. He a damn fool. Look, you can hear what I'm saying, and I don't care who listening. He a damn fool after you for the break. Because you're going to knock his dumb ass out with that slow ass outfit. He ain't got no business racing that sweet motherfucker. To be honest with you. Now, to be honest with you, he need way more than that. But that's him that wants the break. That's on him. Yeah. That's on him.
Yeah, I sure take the break.
He just a goddamn goofball. That's all.
Y'all gonna have me in trouble with this goddamn couch.
Yeah, Larry. Hey, Larry. That's just like a motherfucker running around. A motherfucker running around with a limp second car.
What they do,
somebody he gonna take a car to break from Leroy.
What they do,
Larry?
What they do,
What the fuck is Leroy arguing about? What is he arguing about? Just give it to him. What are you arguing about? That's all I'm saying. All I'm saying is, hey, if you didn't know Leroy, if you wasn't with Leroy, Larry, and you know your little buddy got a 12-second car, and he's talking about, man, I'm gonna take a car to break from this boy named Leroy, and you know what Leroy can run, you like, shit, you're an idiot, but you ain't saying nothing. And then Leroy said, I ain't giving him nothing. I already got a big block. That's what I'm saying. He's a damn fool.
Who you think gonna win?
Man, Hey, preacher boy, get that shit out your mouth. Ain't nobody hear what you're saying, man.
I don't know why
nothing.
You don't block no
races. Man, it sounds like you under the water. Don't it, Larry? Sound that motherfucker under the cover. Hey, what you sneaking and talking? Sound like you under the cover, man. Get your ass up under that cover, man.
Yeah, you still in hell.
Hey, no, I'm just saying. Look, preacher boy. I didn't say you were blocking no racing or none of that shit. Whatever you saying, I don't know exactly what you're saying, but I didn't say none of that. I'm talking to this damn idiot that's on the phone named Todd. I'm talking to him. I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about him. He gotta learn how to fight fire with fire. Motherfucker throw a brick at me, I'm throwing one back. That's just simple. It's just plain and simple. He always wanna know where the brick came from, where you get it from, and all that dumb ass shit. Where you get that brick from, you throw it at me, preacher boy? He's too motherfucking emotional. He need to get off his phone. That's all I'm saying, preacher boy.
Hey,
he's too emotional. He want to know where the brick come from. Fuck where the brick came from. That nigga threw it at you, man. Pick that motherfucker up and throw it back at his ass. You know what I'm talking about, Larry?
Hey, Shardy, if you keep picking on me, I'm going to have to fire you as my driver.
Man, fuck you, man. I've been fired from way faster cars. Hey Larry, they just threw me out of way faster cars than that. That ain't nothing. Hey, you need to be driving that weak motherfucker yourself anyway. Hey Larry, the only time I'm gonna get mad is if I'm in an NHRA car and they paying millions of dollars. You ain't paying nothing, man.
Hold on.
If John Force kicked me out the crew, I'm gonna be mad. You ain't nothing, man.
Oh, man.
Kick me out. I don't give a fuck. You ain't shit.
Hey, Shawty, where my buddy at? He went to work.
Oh, yeah. B is gone. He knew you was gonna call in. I did go to work because you scared of him.
No, I was at work. You know, I don't get off the 7, so I can't get off the call.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm here.
We're still on.
Hey, buddy.
We still got it going on.
1-800, keep it real. There you go. I like that, Larry. 1-800, keep it real now. Hey, Larry.
Yeah.
Hey, who did you just call, Larry? Drag, still on the mic?
I thought I heard Biz. That wasn't Biz. No, that's Drag.
Hey, Drag.
Yeah.
When these boys throw a brick at me, I'm throwing it back. I ain't going to be asking them where they get the brick from.
Hey, Drag.
Yeah.
Hey, this is Todd. I've been meaning to call you and ask you about the tires you got for your car. Because I got a plug with Hoosier on big tires only, though.
I need a 17-34-5.
I think I got them, too.
I need them.
Yeah, Drag, you got to give them to him for cheap now. You got to give them to him for cheap.
Drag, text me the size, and when I get to work tomorrow, I check. But I got a real super sweet price on
them. Who did it again?
That's Todd.
I can't hear you too good.
That's Minnesota Todd.
Todd, okay, Todd. That's the guy with the golf cart
that ain't never come back.
Yeah, I know who the hell I am.
I couldn't hear him too good. I know Todd.
Yeah, just text me the size, Drag, and when I get to work tomorrow, I'll check.
I got you, baby. I got you. I can use a new set.
Yeah, you the only person I know with some ties that goddamn big, so that's why I was thinking about you.
My man, we on.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, Drake, you tried to get on Big Clock, yeah, Drake?
I was talking to Big Clock a few minutes ago. He got kicked off his own show, so I don't know what's going on, because I got kicked off his show, and then I had got another call, and then when I got off, that's when I saw you.
Yeah.
Hey, Drake.
Yeah?
If somebody throw a brick at you, you going to ask him where he get the brick from?
No,
I'm going to That's what Todd do. If a nigga throw a brick at me, a person throw a brick at Todd, he asked him, where you get that brick from, man? I just want to know where you got it from. That boy, that's crazy, man. Hey, Preacher Boy threw a brick at him. He said, Preacher Boy, I just want to know where you got it from. Preacher Boy steady ain't telling him. He steady acting. yeah, you threw a couple of more in it. hey, you picked up a couple of rocks, a stick. You picked up a stick and swung it at him. He said, now where you get that from? Hey, man, I said, what's wrong with this guy? He a homosexual or something? Man, what you mean? Swing back. Fuck on with you. Hey, Dre, the man made me so mad, he put me in the blender. I had to swing back for him. I threw a brick at old goddamn Preacher Boy. Preacher Boy said, Shawty, yeah. Where you get that from, Shawty? I said, look at it. Hey, I threw a brick back at Preacher Boy. He asked me where I get that from, Drag. Yes, you did. You a lie. You said, where you get that from? I got an octopus intake. Hey, Preacher Boy. You got you got Big Drag small block in your car. Don't nobody care. You got that small block that Big Drag went real fast with. You got it in your car.
Yeah, I got that.
Hey, Big Drag got the rubber small block on the motor. You got it, boy.
I got it for $5.
It don't matter. No, you got it for free. It don't matter how you got it. Drag hustling, baby. I'm betting with you. Don't worry about it. I'm betting with you. All I'm saying is that's what I do to guys. I do that to guys that do it to me. I remember in 1998, I had a drop-top Camaro with nitrous on it. No headers, no nothing. I ain't know nothing about a cam. We ain't know nothing about them LS motors. They say I can run 1090. I swear to God, I went to the track, the thing went 1170 on spray. 1330 on the motor went 1170 on spray. They study talking about I can run 1090s. I must have been whooping some fast guys, some hell of a guy. Every time I win, Dre, they say, man, he can run 1090.
Yeah.
I must have been putting a key job on them boys, Dre. What was I doing to him?
What?
You
said what, Preacher
Boy?
That's why I said that.
Hey, Preacher Boy, but you need to stop it now. It's 1-800-KEEP-IT-REAL. I can remember back then a whole bunch of times. You try to stop me from getting money, too.
I couldn't. You was
trying, I see it. I didn't say you did, because I don't know if you did or not. You was trying. And guess what? And I'm going to say this on the 1-800-KEEP-IT-REAL. A whole bunch of times I said, Preacher Boy, what you want to do? Skin, I don't want to do nothing. I said, damn, you was scared to death, boy. You were scared to death of me, Preacher Boy. You see, I don't even draw on you. I know you scared.
Hey,
you scared to death,
I wasn't
boy.
Scared of you, man. I didn't have none in your class.
How you ain't got none in my class? You got something out of my class right now. So how you ain't got none in my class? You had a back-ass car for the last...
What you want to do with Ken?
Small block.
Okay.
Small block Mustang. Come on. I'm going to Okay, then. That's all I said. I don't even know what you're talking about. Okay, if it's the car that you think you're talking about, I'm talking about, I lose then. How you like that?
Okay.
Nah, lock in.
Hey, man, when I see you, man, you don't play, man. I give a fuck about you, man.
Man, you don't want to play with me, man. Why don't you knock it off, man?
Man, you ain't nobody.
You don't want to play with me. I bet you that.
Well, we'll see.
Hey, but you right, though. I just told him that earlier. That's drag. I said, I ain't nobody. Why is Wick and them that's talking slick to me? I ain't nobody. I ain't nobody, man.
All yours is a mouthpiece, man. All the motherfuckers got to do is put something in it, and you'll be quiet.
But you don't never put nothing in it, so
I'm
you must ain't got nothing. You must, hey, look, I'm going to say this. You must ain't got nothing in your pants because you ain't never put nothing in my mouth. It looks like somebody put something in your mouth, though.
Hey, you know, by putting something in your mouth. You don't have
to No. Hey, man, if you see pants, you look at, hey, listen. We were just talking about that earlier.
You put in your mouth.
Hey. We were just talking about that earlier. You can't stand Duke and get out of drag race.
Hey, man, you can be a fresh kid. What they do to a nice roasted kid?
Whatever I am, I'll put something in your mouth.